Your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
So we're going to have a very contentious campaign because I'm going to point out at every single moment that I can why I believe the Republican nominee should never get near the White House.
That's perfect. Because what we're going to talk about you and what we're going to say about you, Hillary, is that the only place you should get close to is a jail cell. Oh, this is going to work out great for everybody. You see, it doesn't matter who the Republican would be. It wouldn't matter the Republican. You don't want them near the White House. But you are a very special circumstance, Hillary, and there are jail cells in your future. And I mean the finest jail cells, because in America we have the best jail cells. And you are going to enjoy yourself in one of the great American jail cells that we have for you. I don't know anything about conjugals, but, you know, that's not my problem. Welcome, everybody, to the Dana Show. Great to be with you. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash, 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. And I ask, rarely, what a thing to start with, but I ask, is Trump a racist? On Twitter, at Tony Katz, TonyKatz, 844-344-3262. And I ask because it is the question of the day. It's the question of the day. It's being asked by pundits and intellectuals. Everybody wants to know, when you take a look at his statement on this Judge Curiel, on this judge who is of Mexican descent. He's not Mexican. He's born in the U.S. He's born in Indiana, where I live and work in Indianapolis. He is from Indiana. And you have Trump saying that because he's Mexican and Trump wants to build a wall, then he can't possibly do anything that would be, you know, constructive or worthy as a judge on this case of Trump University and whether or not it was a giant fraud scam or whether or not people knew what they were getting into. You know, it's airplane. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say let them not get an education. So these Trump comments, well, they're getting a lot of talk. They've been getting talk all weekend. They were able to get talk in a weekend where Muhammad Ali dies at the age of 74. I mean, that's icon stuff right there. Like him, not like him, totally up to you. Can't deny the icon status in culture and in sports. Can't be done. And even with that, still talking about it, even with the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James being completely unable to do something called score points against the Golden State Warriors, still talking about Trump and whether or not he's a racist. So it begs a question, is he? Is the statement about Judge Curiel that because he is of Mexican descent, and Trump, yes, called him Mexican, that he's not able to judge properly? There's no way he can be a fair arbiter. Now, you may say to me, you know, Tony, this judge, he's part of La Raza Lawyers of San Diego, and that's part of La Raza. Yes and no and no and yes. You go to a couple sources, Red State being one of them, they'll tell you there's no connection between La Raza Lawyers Group and the national group La Raza, which I will say is a race-based group. If this was a group of white people, it would be considered the greatest racist organization in the history of mankind. I have no place in my life for La Raza or anybody who would actually belong to it. I say that as clear as the day is long. But the question as to whether or not you have from this guy, this connection, I think is secondary to the primary. Certainly, if someone is associated with La Raza, I don't think they should be on the bench regardless. I would say that to me, is reason enough to have disdain for them, to have no interest in them, to want nothing to do with them. But in this case of Trump and what he said and whether or not this judge can be a judge, this judge can rule properly, fairly, decently on Trump University, the connection to La Raza is inconsequential. Now, while there is no direct connection, being La Raza Lawyers Association is not a offshoot, is not a group connected with La Raza, there may be some other connections through MALDEF and a couple other organizations and a lot of intermingling and commingling and someone slept at somebody else's house and all that jazz. Not sure. I think that there are going to be some intrepid reporters who do the work on that. The question is whether or not Trump is a racist for saying that this judge can't give him a fair hearing. And I think it's okay, and I look forward to getting your thoughts, I think it's okay to say yes, that statement is without a doubt, is without question, a racist statement. But I have not yet concluded that Trump is a racist, and let me give you two reasons why. And this is not to say we shouldn't call out racism when it actually exists. We should. Of no question, I agree. And when a statement is clearly that, of course, somebody who's Mexican can... What is the... Or of Mexican descent or of heritage... Can we stop with the nonsense of who is and who isn't acceptable? Of course they can. But you never heard of Trump as a racist before this. It never really came up. You mean in all that time on The Apprentice and all of that time in the public eye and all of that time in New York, in Manhattan, where certainly he's always been an outsider and certainly he's always been trying to prove himself and certainly he was never a kid who was brought up going to the best of this and the best of that and never really learned the ways of New York society as opposed to his children who absolutely know the ways of New York society and turn out to be pretty decent kids. You don't hear that about Trump. You never heard that about Trump. It's only now, certainly, his most ardent supporters, staunch supporters, with a nationalist type of fervor, and certainly the most vocal of them. Maybe he's just utilizing these opportunities to keep them engaged and active and supportive and mollified. Maybe that's it. But what if I said to you, I don't think he's that smart? I don't think he's that smart. I didn't say he was dumb, but I don't think he's that smart. I don't think he thinks in that kind of way. Here's how I think he thinks. You love me or you are the enemy. You adore me or you are the enemy. You are with me or you are the enemy. And therefore, everybody is the enemy. Rosie O'Donnell was the enemy. And it was just last week when he was talking about journalists and acceptable and unacceptable journalists. Right? No, you wrote something bad about me. And therefore, he went after the person. Enlisting Alinsky's Rules for Radicals went after the person as opposed to showing the story to be false. Now he goes after the judge in the only way he knows how. Why? Because the judge is the enemy. I am not condoning the behavior. As a matter of fact, I think the behavior is warped. I think the behavior is going to hurt him, and I'll explain why. But overall, this is his view on life. This is Trump looking at the world. You love me, or you are the enemy. You know who else has this view? Barack Obama. Is there, of this, there can be no doubt. No doubt. And if you have this view, if you're not with me, you're the enemy. So I lash out in any way I see fit to lash out at my enemy. I think that's what we're seeing with this judge. The statement itself may be racist, and you can call it that, and that is fine. But the question of, is Trump a racist, I would actually say the answer is no. I would say that he is a Trump. These are Trumpisms. And whoever gets in his way, whatever is the thing that has got his attention at that moment to the negative, will be lashed out upon in any way he sees fit to polarize that thing and to move forward his own agenda. We'll talk more about this. Let me know what you think. 844-344-DANA. Let's do a little quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Out there in Ohio, the Cincinnati Zoo, where the three-year-olds fell into the... Oh, I'm sorry, have you not heard enough of the gorilla? Oh, I can do this. For the next 3 hours, nothing about the child and the gorilla coming up on the Dana Show. The Hamilton County prosecutor is going to announce whether the parents of the three-year-old boy will face charges. I don't know, neglect? Stupidity? I don't know. What are you going to charge them with? Not knowing anything else about the case. Not knowing anything else except three-year-old falls into silverback gorilla enclosure. I say there's nothing to charge them with. There's nothing to charge the parents with. Failure to protect a child? Child endangerment? If that's the case, can the Lewinsky family sue Bill? Just curious. Bernie Sanders refuses to give up. Of course, we've got the California primary tomorrow. It all ends in California for the Democrats. And Hillary may have enough delegates, especially with the superdelegate nonsense, to mark it all up or to wrap it all up before tomorrow even hits. But he will not give up. Absolutely, positively refuses and plans to take it to Philadelphia. Man, now I'm going to be in Cleveland for the convention for the Republicans. You know, for a while there, I was at the right convention. Now, I'm going to miss all the fun. And when I say all the fun, I'm going to miss the tear gas and the rioting from the Bernie supporters. Don't you worry about that. That is coming. Brotherly love? Don't expect it in Philly. And right here, in my very own Indianapolis, a man is being sued for $30,000 over a $40 printer he sold on Craigslist. He sells the printer in 2009, but the buyer, known in the legal community as a frequent lawsuit filer, you know, one of those who's constantly suing everybody, the Indiana Supreme Court has called him a prolific, abusive litigant. He sues saying the printer doesn't work. And has somehow decided that his damages are $30,000 for breach of contract, fraud, and conversion. Conversion? Man, this transgenderism has just gone a little too far. We've got more ahead. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
Damages running hot. Baby, you got to stop.
Show. Picture this. You're on your way to your bed when you stop to check on your daughter. You peer into her room to make sure that she's safe and sound, thinking to yourself that you do anything to protect her and knowing that this innocent little life rests in your hands. And that's when it hits you. What would you do if you ever found yourself in a life-threatening situation that not only put your life on the line, but hers as well? You are her first line of defense and the one she's counting on to keep safe. Can you say with 100% confidence that you know exactly what to do after you're forced to draw your firearm in self-defense? Would you know what to expect when the police arrive? Knowing what to say and what not to say could truly mean the difference between kissing your daughter goodnight or perhaps being arrested, being detained, or maybe even facing a lawsuit from a criminal. Go to protectanddefend.com and get your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's protectanddefend.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Dana Show. Great to be with you. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Follow me on Twitter at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. So we're asking if Trump is a racist. That's the the big talking point of the day, of the weekend, these comments about Judge Curiel. Gonzalo Curiel, who was born in Indiana, where I live and breathe and work, doing the morning show here on 93 WIBC in Indianapolis. And the question is, are Trump's comments racist? Now, I said, you know, I've known Trump my whole life. Maybe it's being an East Coaster back in the day. I don't remember big conversations about racism. Peter, producing like a boss today for the Dana Show, served up three things to me. When Trump was serving as the president of his family's real estate company, the Trump Management Corp in 73, the Justice Department sued the company for alleged racial discrimination against black people looking to rent apartments in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. It was the Justice Department, and I paid the Justice Department no mind whatsoever. Workers at Trump's casino in Atlantic City have accused him of racism over the years. The New Jersey Casino Control Commission fined Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino $200,092 because managers would remove African-American card dealers at the request of a certain big-time gambler. And then Trump also faced charges of reneging on commitments to hire black people in 96. 20 African-Americans in Indiana sued Trump for failing to honor a promise to hire mostly minority workers for a riverboat casino on Lake Michigan. Okay, that's here, 96. That was the era of, who was the governor in 96? I can't even remember. I don't know if those three things are enough to make you say, oh, okay, there's a history, but those three things are at least three things. My point was that you don't hear it in the celebrities say, you haven't had the friends come out and say, oh, you don't even know about him. All the things he says. I don't hear any of that. I have never heard any of that. And while what he said about this judge, saying that since the judge is of Mexican heritage, he can't possibly rule on the Trump University case that's in front of him. Can't possibly do that. Because I'm going to build a wall. And I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be a beautiful wall. You have never seen such a wall. It's so big, so beautiful, and shiny and smooth. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And where it's not smooth, it's going to have texture. That's what I do. I make a smooth wall. I make a texture wall. And that way, it's appealing to the eye. This is the kind of man I am. This is how I do business, how I build walls. He can't. Somehow, this judge is incapable now. The statement may be racist. Heck, even Newt Gingrich says that it was a line too far. But is Trump? That's what I'm asking. I am convinced that it's all about the Trumpism. It's Trump sees an enemy and attacks the enemy. Now, either way you slice it, this is going to hurt him. If you were somebody who can't stand Hillary, can't even think of the thought of Bernie, and all right, I'll just go for Trump, I think this turns you off. I think this pushes you to a guy named Gary Johnson. I think Trump is hurting himself for the sake of hurting himself. And we'll get into why. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show.
I don't get angry at the bills I have to.
Seinfeld started .com 20 years ago with the simple mission of making the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Jay's personal commitment to serve every customer is the true heartbeat of Blinds.com, where picking out new custom blinds isn't just easy, it's empowering. And with summer right around the corner, Blinds.com is also the place to find roller and solar shades. They'll walk you through the selection, measuring, and installation every step of the way. And you get your very own design consultation for free. You want samples? Free. Shipping also free. You get all of this for up to 30% less than what you pay at a big retail store. And with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee, there's no way you can get this wrong. Plus a site-wide 20% discount on their entire selection just for listeners of this program now through June 30th when you use promo code Dana. Go to Blinds.com and use promo code Dana for your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dana, 20% discount.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The Dana Show. Great to be with you. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Follow her on Twitter at D-Lash, D-L-O-E-S-C-H. Follow me at Tony Katz. I have spoken very often about college and why you should not send your children to college. Why you should not go to college. This is not an attack on education. This is a recognition that college is a huge letdown that provides little. Maybe if you're going to be a doctor, maybe if you're going to be an engineer, maybe. But for the majority of Americans, there is no value in college. There is debt in college. There is, indoctrination in college. And not only are you getting it in college, you're getting it before you leave. Because sometimes you get Matt Damon to give your commencement speech. Here he is. What college was he at? I don't even know where he... What was that? Was he at MIT? Because nothing says graduating MIT like Matt Damon. He really thinks he's Will Hunting. Matt Damon dropping some knowledge on you. Here is Matt Damon from MIT.
There are multiple simulations. How come we have to be in the one where Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee for president? Can we, like, transfer to a different one? Let me just say to the bankers, specifically the ones who brought you the biggest heist in history. It was theft, and you knew it. It was fraud, and you knew it. And I don't know if justice is coming for you in this life or the next, but if justice does come for you in this life, her name will be Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. Why don't you just get a room? You can't be yelling about theft and then give me Elizabeth Warren as the better option. Elizabeth Warren, who believes in single payer? Elizabeth Warren, who'd probably be one of these people who's all about this universal... There was this whole thing about UBI. I don't know if anybody's heard about UBI. Universal Benefit Income? I think that's what it's called. And basically, it's the idea that everybody should get paid. And it was a referendum over the weekend in Switzerland, and it had an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal that basically in the U.S. we should give everybody $13,000 a year forever. They should just get $13,000 a year, and $3,000 has to be used for health care costs, and you don't pay into Social Security anymore. And ta-da! And a guy named Charles Murray, who's a libertarian, wrote this op-ed and wrote that it's the most least damaging way to transfer wealth that's been devised. Since when are the libertarians in favor of transferring wealth? Transferring wealth is theft. The only way it can happen is through the government gun. Right? The government says we're doing this. You don't do this, you go to jail. So by force, they take your money and give it to somebody else, and all of a sudden, this is a value? This is a libertarian concept? This is the kind of stuff that Elizabeth Warren says, okay, that's a nice start, but... And here's Matt Damon. Man, if Matt Damon was my commencement speaker, I would be so disappointed. Now, I'll give the man the kudos as an actor, and I will say nothing about it. Clearly knows how to work for a living. In terms of he keeps doing movies. He does a lot of movies. But everything in his politics was wrong. You go back to Good Will Hunting. Any man who proactively touts the work of Howard Zinn has no proper context of history. Howard Zinn is passed now, but a history revisionist? I mean, could we call that his title, really? No value whatsoever in Howard Zinn's books are considered a fraud by historians. There is no value to this man, and yet this is who Matt Damon raises on a pedestal in Good Will Hunting. You wonder why culture matters. And this is the guy MIT says, all right, you get the commencement speech. You get the commencement speech. You want to talk about theft? How much did he charge for that speech? But there's the value of college just continues to decrease and decrease. A place where you have to fight the indoctrination every day, a place where you have to accumulate incredible debt, and to what purpose? To what job? To what future? I noticed that guys like Bernie Sanders will always talk about free college. We need free college tuition. College needs to be free for everyone. But never once, ever, do they question whether or not the cost of college should be lowered. The money comes from the federal government these days, right? That's where you get your loan from. And so everybody's in on the cabal, and everybody's charging outrageous fees each and every semester. But if we're going to create laws, and I'm not saying that I'm in favor of this, I'm going with their mathematics. If we're going to create laws, time and again, that tell people what they can and can't do with their business, can't we create a law that says all colleges can't charge more than $4,000 a year for tuition? If college was $4,000 a year, watch how many people can afford it. They don't need it to be free. But there's never once a conversation from these people about how to handle the college costs. There's only this idea that somehow they should be paid another way. Not that the college charges too much for what it puts out, which is the ability to get a job, right? That's the job of the college. Educate and help you get into a workforce. What does the college create? DeVry creates something, right? These technical schools, these voc schools, they actually give you a skill. They actually provide something. These other colleges and a fine liberal arts education. Ask those who can't get a job. Ask those who aren't prepared. Ask those who believe that the salaries should be unreal in the six figures plus coming out of college and don't believe they should have to work for it. That is the fundamental issue. That, number one, what you get out of the college education is not what you put in. A tremendous amount of dollars for what return on the other side? And number two, we have somehow decided that the only way you're a fully formed human being is to go to college. You know, there's an old joke. Can I tell a Jewish joke? Is that allowed? Kane, are you allowed to do that? Can you tell a Jewish joke?
I don't see why not.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What was that?
We're all about labeling, right?
So thank you. I appreciate it. And so the joke is, when is a Jewish baby considered viable? When it graduates med school, right? So is that the case, that you're only really a human being? You're only really able to go into the world if you have a college degree? What kind of nonsense is that? I am all about the micro conversations. I'm all about the vocational and the technical. I'm all about apprenticeships. Without question, I am all about them. But you can't have a world where people engage puppetry and expect to make $80,000 a year. That lifestyle doesn't exist. And no matter how much you want it to exist and think that you should be able to blame college for not allowing it to exist, the truth is you've been lied to very often. Many college kids have. That somehow you go to college and everything's going to be okay. That's not the way of the world. You have to do the work. You have to be able to have the mindset. You have to be able to go out there and prove yourself. And the inability to prove oneself, the inability to go out there and create and show that there is skill in your life, that you have something that you can apply, that you have an ethic that people can rely on. Well, college can't teach that. As a matter of fact, college doesn't teach that. Maybe there was a time, maybe there was a moment, maybe there was a place. It certainly isn't today. And then when it's all said and done, Matt Damon speaks at your commencement. I could think of nothing more distressing and depressing than that.
I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. Investors have been setting their sights on home flipping and buying rental properties, especially here in California. John Warren is founder and CEO of Lima One Capital, which just expanded to the state.
Now is the perfect time in California for real estate investors to make great returns on their flips and their rental properties. With home prices and rents increasing across California, house flippers and landlords, they can leverage their capital with a trusted and proven lender like Lima One Capital to take advantage of these great opportunities.
Warren says Lima One Capital is filling a void in the real estate marketplace.
Lima One Capital is the nation's first one-stop shop for residential real estate investors, with loans tailored for our home flippers and landlords. Our 13-month fix-and-flip loan finances 90% of the flip's purchase and construction costs, and our Rental 30 loan is a 30-year fully amortizing loan for a landlord who wants to purchase, refi, or cash out of a rental property.
For more, visit LimaOneCapital.com. Now you're in the know.
Surprise Dad with a special gift that he'll be talking about for years. What better way to honor your dad's love and support than with the Gunbox 2.0? Improving on the original Gunbox, the 2.0 is one of the most user-friendly and one of the best gun safes on the market. Or you can check out the economical Gunbox Echo with the same level of security and functionality. There's a Gunbox for every budget. The maker of the Gunbox, well, he himself is a father. And the safety of his family was the driving force behind his invention. He saw a major flaw with some safes not allowing you to store your firearm where you need it the most. The gun box is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. Why have a gun for protection if you can't get to it when you need it the most? Go to thegunbox.com and enter promo code Dana10 for 10% off and for free shipping. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping. The gun box is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flatline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m. On it.
It's all right.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
The Dana Show. Great to be with you. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Facebook.com/Tony Katz Radio. Like the page. And Scott on Twitter at Water4323 saying, I used to be upset when I'd turn on Dana Lash and hear Tony Katz filling in. But since moving here, he's kind of grown on me. Aw, thank you, Scott. You see that? I've grown on him. I will grow on you. Yes, I will. I'm only here today. I think I'm back on Friday. I think that's what's going on. Let me go to the phones. People have been calling in. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-DANA. 3262. Let me go to Gala in Indianapolis, my fair city. Gala, welcome to the Dana Show. Tony Katz sitting in for Dana Lash. What's going on, Gala?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on your concern about the Mexican-American judge.
Well, it's not my concern. It's Trump's concern. It's Donald Trump's concern about Judge Curiel.
What he's thinking. My concern is anyone in a powerful position that is going to be identifying our laws and enforcing our laws needs to put our laws first. And it concerns me when anyone identifies as another country and American. They're not just saying American anymore. It used to be enough to be proud to be an American, but now it has to be Mexican-American, French-American, Chinese-American, which implies a potential that their loyalties might be divided. And all I'm saying is you need to study the decisions people make. It could even be not a national identification. It could be pro-mafia.
All right, Gail. Let me put a hold on this for a second because I don't know what pro mafia means. I mean, I like The Sopranos. I watch The Godfather like all the time. I don't know if that makes me pro mafia. You know, I own a pair of white Capizios. What is that a thing now? Is that a thing now?
No.
So here's what I would say. I would not disagree with you. As a matter of fact, I would agree with you, and I've talked about this before many times, about the hyphenization of America being a fundamental problem. The idea that we are this American, that American, the other American, as opposed to American. As a matter of fact, Bobby Jindal, when running for president, got attacked by people who are Indian because he didn't refer to himself as Indian American, but as an American. They said he was hiding his true self. That's not the way Bobby Jindal saw it. And then people would say, well, his name's not even Bobby, it's Paiush. You're right, because no one has a nickname. Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas. But there was already a Michael Douglas, so he couldn't go about being Michael Douglas, so he became Michael Keaton. It's the way it goes. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what Justin Bieber's real name is? Britney Spears. True story. The hyphenization part, where you came from, you value is more important than where you are, is upsetting and disturbing, is problematic. And I would agree with you. I find it problematic, for example, in high schools. We go back to that story from California a couple years back where kids wore American flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo. And, oh, how dare you insult us? You're American, too. What the hell are you talking about? Nobody insulted you. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. But to make the claim that this judge, because his parents were from Mexico, but he was born in the U.S. He was born in Indiana. Isn't capable of being a judge because he's Mexican? Or comes from Mexico or has a heritage that goes back to Mexico? I can't buy that. I can't buy that at all. In the same way, I never bought Sonia Sotomayor saying that her experiences as a Latina woman make her more apt for the court. No, your understanding of the Constitution makes you more apt for the court. Your recognition of the document as a document, as Scalia says, it says what it says and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. This is what makes you valuable to the United States Supreme Court. Not the richness of your Latina heritage. I care not about your richness of your Latina heritage. I care not about your heritage. I care about your rulings. I care about your interpretation of law. I care about your history in that regard. The only thing that would get me to sway is if indeed this judge is a member of a group associated with La Raza. La Raza, I say, is a racist organization, and I would have massive problems with anybody like that being on the bench. But if we are going to say as a blanket statement and put out to the world that if you have a certain heritage, you are unable to hear certain cases, that's just not going to fly. As a matter of fact, that's not even anywhere near fact. We shouldn't be people who somehow believe that to be true. Let me go to Jacob in Florida. Jacob, I appreciate the call. I'm Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Welcome to the Dana Show. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Tony, first time listening. And I was listening to you earlier about what you said about Trump and the statement he made about the judge and how, yes, the statement itself may have been racist, but not necessarily him. However, just recently you made a joke about Jews. You even asked permission to make a joke about Jews, and now I'm wondering where you stand on something like that. You're criticizing Trump's comments, and then you turn around and make one yourself.
Well, it's very interesting. Before I told the joke, I called my rabbi and asked him what he thought about it, and he laughed and laughed and laughed. And then he said, now remember, Tony. Or actually, he called me by my Hebrew name, Aaron Yisrael Ben Label. He said, remember, Aaron Yisrael, remember this very carefully. Like your Bubby and your Zadie told you, some people who call into a radio station and call into a radio show have no freaking sense of humor whatsoever. And sometimes you're going to have to deal with those people, Bubby. That's what he told me. That's what he told me. Oh, what a man, huh? A mensch, I tell you. What's your point? What's your point? That I told the joke, or it shows that I'm somehow in your head? There's this weird convoluted system of how I meant this and didn't mean that. Tell me, please.
The point is that it's a double standard. Don't ream on one person for making a racist comment and then isolate a demographic for yourself to make your radio show better. I think it's just sad.
A, I didn't ream on anybody. I asked the question. And I even said that I don't particularly think he is racist. I think the comment was daft. I think it hurts him in an election. And I think it's more about how Trump views the world, that he sees enemies and attacks enemies. But if we want to talk about things that more make a show better or hurt it, could have just been this phone call.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Hillary Clinton has reached the 2,383 delegates needed to become the presumptive Democratic nominee. A count by the Associated Press shows Clinton has the number of pledged and superdelegates needed to win the nomination. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has been holding off on any endorsement in deference to the voters, despite his close relationship with Clinton.
The president has gone to great lengths to try to be hands-off, to give Democratic voters the opportunity to make a decision about who should represent our party in the general election.
Earnest says the president is eager to get out on the campaign trail.
I would anticipate that the president will spend a lot of time in the fall making a strong case, not just on behalf of the Democratic presidential candidate, but also on behalf of Democratic candidates up and down the ballot.
Reports say the president will endorse Hillary Clinton this week. Campaigning in Emeryville, California, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says if enough supporters head to the polls Tuesday, he will win the California primary.
If the turnout is high tomorrow, we will win. If the turnout is very high, I think we will win by big numbers.
California and five other states hold primaries Tuesday. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he has declared a state of emergency in 34 counties for Tropical Storm Colin.
We have an executive order. We can extend from the 34 counties if we need to. Our National Guard is ready. Our state emergency management team is ready. Our counties are ready. And we're going to continue to monitor this.
Tropical Storm Colin is causing road flooding and power outages along the Gulf Coast. It's striking northern Florida and southern Georgia. It has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. The storm center is expected to make landfall tonight at Florida's Big Bend. Authorities have reopened a two-mile stretch of beach in Southern California that was shut down after several sharks were spotted off the coast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a real freedom in paying off credit card debt. You open the mailbox without facing a pile of bills. Open your paycheck without worrying about all the people you owe. Avant can help you get there by consolidating your credit card debt into one unsecured personal loan. One loan, one monthly payment. Just go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code BORROW. That's avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gas prices are still on the rise.
Gasoline prices are up again, this time 6 cents over 2 weeks, to an average $2.37 for regular grade.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price of a gallon of gas has been on the rise since February.
With this additional 6 cents rise in the average price, it amounts to 60 cents since February 19, or 15 weeks of price hikes.
Lundberg says head to Oklahoma for the lowest gas prices.
In the lower 48 sample of cities, the low is Tulsa, 204 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, 287.
Benchmark U.S. crude oil has risen to its highest price this year. The marker closed 2.2% higher Monday to $49.69 a barrel. Even Mark Zuckerberg isn't immune to hacks. The Facebook founder briefly found his Twitter and at least two other social media accounts compromised Monday. Facebook says none of the company's systems or accounts were accessed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A team of experts has begun the first renovations in over 200 years at the site where Christians believe Jesus was buried and rose from the dead.
The renovation is the first of its kind since 1810 and was made possible by a rare accord among Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, and Armenian Christians who are responsible for maintaining separate parts of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and jealously guard their domains. In 2008, an argument between Greek Orthodox and Armenian monks erupted into a brawl. The dire need for repairs has prompted the clergy to put aside their differences. Last year, Israeli police briefly closed the church after antiquities experts deemed it unsafe. I'm Steve Coleman.
Prosecutors in Chicago say a 17-year-old accused in the shooting death of his 16-year-old friend admitted to the killing in a Snapchat video. The Chicago Tribune quotes prosecutors saying in court that the teen posted the video on the social media app from the back of a police car. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
It's the Dana Show. A pleasure to be with you. Tony Katz sitting in for Dana Lash today. Give us a call, 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA. The White House is back at it again, trying to utilize Hollywood to move forward its agenda. Creating what is being described as a script for Hollywood to spread its message on immigration. It's everything old is new again, or as per this White House, everything old is old again. An email sent out last week from the White House Associate Director of Public Engagement, Jesse Moore, shows just how confident the administration is that it's, according to Fox News, that its lines will be delivered as written. Asking, will you send it out to using your social media accounts? And they included a video and urged the stars to join the hashtag I am an immigrant movement. And sure enough, it's got, you know, a bunch of celebrities doing just that. The story here is not that they're utilizing culture. The story here is that we don't. And we have had this conversation from the earliest days of Andrew Breitbart, and here we are. And somehow it's still anathema. It's still lost on people that this matters. Now, some of this, yes, indeed, is very overt stuff. What you're seeing here is very overt. Hey, Hollywood. Hey, cultural icons who have a lot of followers on Instagram, here, there, and everywhere. Say these things for us, please. You'll look cool, and we'll be able to show all the people who are behind us. Right? It doesn't matter that the message is valueless. I am an immigrant. Congratulations! My grandparents were immigrants. They also came into the country legally. I am an immigrant. That hashtag is incomplete because that has never been the story of America. That has not been the story of immigration for the past 30, nay 40 years. That hasn't been the story. Since the time of Reagan, that has not been the story. The story has been illegal immigration. Why is that so difficult? Because we should be a borderless society? Because we shouldn't have borders? Because there should be no such thing? Fine. Tell me now if you lock your door at night. And when you admit you do, I'm going to laugh in your face. But if you're willing to unlock your door at night and promise me that you won't be armed, then okay. But in order to keep it really fair, you have to move down to the border. Oh, I'm sorry, where that area once was. The border formerly known as Prince. You have to move down there. And you have to live the life of these ranchers who get attacked, who have their property stolen. That's you. Oh, well, the problem is that we have a border, and that's what's causing all this illegal activity. No, what's causing the illegal activity is people breaking the law. Nations have borders, and it's okay. Why is that so hard to accept? Mexico has borders to the south. It's okay. France has borders. Germany has borders, although they don't seem to pay attention with migrants, but they used to. Nations have borders. It's what makes one nation different than another nation, and it's okay. I thought we were supposed to celebrate our differences. There's a difference. And it's fine. And that's good and wonderful and joyous, right? Oh, except now there shouldn't be any difference. There should be no difference between the United States and Mexico. There should be no difference in terms of heritage, right? Except you keep telling me that there is. The immigration conversation and the immigration question has always been about, why can't we say the word illegal? What's so wrong about that? What's so horrible about that? And when the White House goes about putting Kerry Washington, the girl from Scandal, in a shirt that says, I am an immigrant, it doesn't say anything to me. It doesn't mean anything. It's valueless. It's empty catchphrase nonsense that if you were to ask Kerry Washington point blank, what does that mean? She couldn't answer. That we're a nation of immigrants and we should all love one each other, love one another. That's fantastic. What about the people who break the law? You have to now pro-advocate, be advocates for, proactively advocate for a society with no laws if you believe that anybody should come into the country at any time. Is this what you favor? Because if this is what you favor, I also want to know if you favor putting an end to copyright laws. I'm sorry, what did you just say, Tony? If you favor immigration to the extent that nobody ever broke the law if they came into the country, no matter how they came into the country, legal, illegal, no. We say an end to that. I'll say okay if you tell me you'll put an end to copyright laws. Tony, why copyright laws? Because Obama went to Hollywood to move his message. And Hollywood is the beneficiary of some of the toughest laws out there. We protect their television shows. We protect their movies. We protect their music. We protect their technological creations with copyright laws. So those laws are meant to create a border around those products that I can't seem to get to. Why not? Who are they to create borders? I can't create a border in the country, and they can create a border around the product that makes them millions of dollars? No. To quote the great Holly Bacon, aw, hell no. You drop your borders, we'll think about dropping ours. You drop the millions of dollars you make from the protections of the United States, and we'll think about dropping a border with Mexico or to the north. It's amazing that these people who make their money, their entire business is predicated on the copyright laws of the United States, on the ability to say what they've created is their intellectual property and no one has the right to take it. No one has the right to invade it. No one has the right. It's amazing how willing they are to say, yeah, but anybody can come to the country, oh well. Because they're protected on the other side. They somehow think that their money is going to be fine and safe, and their life is going to be somehow fine and safe. You know who thought that? Katie Steinle. She thought her life would be fine and safe. Well, not being a big Hollywood star, just being an American walking the streets of San Francisco. Turns out it didn't work that way. And Katie Steinle is the only name you need to hear to tell you why the t-shirt and the hashtag I am an immigrant is so hollow and heinous, so hateful and indecent. I am a legal immigrant. Okay, you'd have something there. You'd have something there, but you don't have anything now. What you have is the White House once again trying to utilize culture to attack the very concept of decency, which is the rule of law. If you want to put out the idea of hashtag I am an immigrant without context, you are proactively saying that the rule of law is inconsequential to you. If that's the case, why are we having a conversation? You're less than. You're indecent. If you don't believe in the rule of law, of what value are you to me and civil, decent society? And if you don't believe in the rule of law, well, what happens if I don't believe in the rule of law? And I start with your copyright. What do you say, Kerry Washington and White House and all of Hollywood? Let me know, will you, on Twitter at Tony Katz. Let's do a little quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
3 years. 3 years after the IRS admits it singled out conservative groups for scrutiny, the agency has released a near-complete list of the organizations targeted. 426 of them. Higher than what the Treasury Department believed would be there in 2013, when they identified 298 groups. There was the Tea Party Patriots, the Louisiana Campaign for Liberty, Patriots of Charleston, the Asheville Tea Party. Oh my, oh my, oh my. No word yet on how this is going to affect the current IRS commissioner, John Koskinen. I hope it hasn't removed from office, but, you know, one can dream. And John Oliver's doing an interesting television show. He did a show about debt and zombie debt, and that's debt that comes back in your life after you think it's gone and dead, and debt collectors buy it and then try and go after you. So he was able to buy $14 million in debt for $60,000. So, right, this company has the debt, and then they sell it to you and you try and collect on it, right? So that's what debt collectors do. That's the whole game. They buy the debt for really pennies, and then they try and collect. And why do you think they're so aggressive about it? They want to collect every dime they can. So his production company bought $14 million of debt for $60,000. And he got, not only did he pay it, he then got the Social Security numbers and names and addresses of 9,000 people in Texas. And he decided, you know what, I don't need to collect the money. Boom, the debt's gone. It's considered the biggest giveaway in television history. He basically got rid of near $15 million. $14,922,000 in debt. That's pretty interesting. That's pretty crazy. And a British grandmother, talking about crazy, killed by a great white shark more than 16 feet long while diving off Australia's west coast. Australia will kill you. No wonder they sent the convicts there. In the land, in the sea, Australia will kill you. Doreen Collier, a 60-year-old senior university nursing lecturer, killed by the shark 22 miles north of Perth in Western Australia. She was actually able to get back on the boat with help of a companion, but she died from her injuries. Nope. I mean, I want to visit Australia, but I'll deal with what's on land. I can't bring myself to get into the water. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
Warmer weather is here, and with it comes spring cleaning. You could spruce up the house and yard, but for a really fresh start, do what I did and get a Casper. It is one perfect mattress that will help you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to enjoy this beautiful weather. Casper's engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantee a great night's sleep. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. And in fact, the Casper mattress is now the most awarded mattress of the century. Casper ships free in a surprisingly compact box, so it's incredibly simple to get to your bedroom. And it's designed to keep you cool and balanced all night. Plus, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DREAM, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com.
The Dana Show.
The Dana Show. A pleasure to be with you. Tony Katz filling in for Dana Lash. On Twitter at Tony Katz. And we would be fools if we didn't take note that today was D-Day. that today, 72 years ago, it was the landing on Normandy. We didn't take the time to think of Normandy and Omaha and gold and Juno and sword and the words of then Commander Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home front have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
The numbers of D-Day, the hundreds of thousands, the numbers of those lost, the numbers in terms of equipment and food stores and what it took to make this happen, to take on the Nazis, to take on these powers, these forces of evil. One questions whether or not we have the will today. One questions far too often whether or not we have the men and the women who could do it today. While I would be with you in questioning the leadership of this America, I don't question those men and those women. Those men and those women who still, to this day, say, I want to put on the uniform. I have the calling. Those men, those boys, those children on Omaha and on Normandy who literally walked out to immediate gunfire, some not making it three steps, there was a calling. Whether it be a reaction to Pearl Harbor, whether it be a knowing that sometimes you gotta suit up. Special day and special people, worthy of remembering, worthy of our love, worthy of a moment of our time. They get a moment of my time. They get a moment of our time. Just a moment. You gotta remember who they were. Each and every day. And especially today. I'm Tony Katz.
During the election of 2012, former Congressman Alan West and nine other conservative members of the House were targeted by a progressive phone company. This company raised nearly $3 million to beat what they dubbed the, quote, Tea Party 10. This progressive phone company was successful. It beat five conservative candidates. At the time, there was no conservative answer. Until now, Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative phone company, was created to fight for conservative causes and mobilized to defend conservative candidates. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile
mobile phone provider offering the same great service and phones, but it donates up to 5% of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today and receive a free Apple iPhone 6 with one of Patriot Mobile's unlimited talk, text, data plans for only $60 per month. Hurry while supplies last. Patriot Mobile is the conservative choice for mobile phone service. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Be a richer man.
Dana now at 844-344-3262.
The Dana Show. Great to be with you. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Follow me on Twitter at Tony Katz. And since now it's come to me twice, okay, listen to me very carefully. Okay, I will throw no one under the bus. I take the hit. The music was there, and the music was cued. So we're talking about D-Day. And what ends up playing at the end of my conversation? The Marine Corps hymn. But that was the Army. I've gotten it from two different places. Steven on Twitter probably should play over there, as it was the Army landing at Normandy, not the Marines.
Yeah, that was my bad.
And I get it on Facebook. I freaking love you people. So much. See, this is the difference between us and them. This is the difference between the conservative, right-minded person and the hardcore progressive. The conservative says, hey, listen, love that you're talking military, but you might want to get the military branch correct. And the progressive says, oh, you mean those baby killers? There's the difference. Love you people in a way that is hard to describe. Can we go from this to Paul Krugman? Can I do that? I mean, who makes that pivot? Allow me. Paul Krugman fancies himself an economist. And when I say fancies himself an economist, I'm saying that if you are relying on Paul Krugman to do any kind of investing for you, I hope you have a very good voice for saying, welcome to Walmart. Because that's going to be your career. What did one of the great lines ever is, if Krugman told me it was sunny outside, I'd bring my umbrella. Like, he doesn't get anything right. And Krugman is talking about jobs in the U.S. And last month, 38,000 jobs got created versus 162,000 jobs expected. I'd like to go over that number again, just in a little bit of detail. 162,000 jobs expected, 38,000 jobs created. And when the economist from the paper of record over there, the New York Times, is asked about it, he says this.
And then you had a bad month, which was not, part of that was the Verizon strike. So the number would have been about twice what we saw if Verizon hadn't been on strike.
35,000 workers.
That's right. Even so, no question, job growth is slowing, the economy is slowing. That happens. It doesn't. There's no particular explanation that, you know, I think it has a lot to do with Fed missteps last year, but that's sort of by the side. The question is, if the economy slows more, what can we do about it? And the answer is, well, we know very well what to do. The problem is political. The question is, will the next president, if the next president is Donald Trump, he'll probably send out a bunch of tweets at China and Mexico.
So what's his answer? It's the Fed's fault. It's this fault. It's that fault. My goodness. And when in doubt, throw in a dig on Donald Trump. There are plenty of things you can say about Trump, but at least make it interesting. That's all we're asking for. Now, you got to understand, this is Paul Krugman. So when I say make it interesting, Paul Krugman comes back with a resounding no. Because he doesn't know how to make it interesting. Paul Krugman, back in the day, 1998, wrote an article saying that the internet would literally have no effect on people. The growth of the internet, he wrote, will slow dramatically or drastically, as the flaw in Metcalfe's law, which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants. What does that mean? What was his translation? Most people have nothing to say to each other. That's got to be the greatest line I have ever heard. Ever. Paul Krugman's entire thesis in 1998 about an internet economic slowdown would be that by the year 2005, people wouldn't have much to say to one another. They would have nothing to say to each other. I take that back. I guess, you know, just finding more ways to communicate, which is everything that's happened since 2005, didn't dawn on the man. But he continued, by 2005 or so, it will become clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machines. Well, let me say for the record that Pornhub tried using the fax machine. It wasn't the same. Krugman is wrong very, very often. I mean, he practices wrong. And he isn't an economist. It's an interesting thing, and I may have discussed this before. If Krugman just focused on economics, if Paul Krugman was solely and exclusively focused on economics, nobody would pay attention to him. Right? He'd be a numbers wonk, talking number wonk things with other number wonks, and maybe getting an award every now and again from numbers wonks about being a number wonk. It's because he talks about politics that all of a sudden he's thought of as an intellectual. This happens time and again. When people who are focused in a specific field where they have an expertise can't get the kind of celebrity or power from being an expert in that field. Neil deGrasse Tyson?
DeGrasse Tyson.
Okay, Neil deGrasse Tyson. You know, he's the science guy, right? If he were to talk just about the creation of the world, if that's the only thing he focused on as an astrophysicist, astrophysicist, well, okay, that would be something. But that he digs into politics and somehow tries to present himself as an expert in that, that's what's given him his celebrity. If you just relied on Bill Nye, the science guy, for some fun little science facts, that's all he'd be. But that he wants to get into the politics of so-called global warming, that is what people utilize him for. Noam Chomsky? In linguistics? Same conversation. It wasn't until he was getting political for the ardent hardcore left that he became someone that people thought of as a great intellectual. Oh, so important. So it's important for people like Paul Krugman to stay involved in the politics, to stay involved in the little jabs there on Trump as if they somehow mean something, when, of course, they mean nothing. Because if we were to rely on him just for the economics, the answer to why only 38,000 jobs were created as opposed to 163,000 was Verizon was on strike. And by their own words, by his own words, that only would have maybe doubled the number, and you still would have had less than half the number of jobs you thought you were going to have for the month of May. And why? Trump's going to send tweets to China. That is the intellectual Paul Krugman giving you the economic reasons as to why there was a job slowdown. He actually has no answer as to why there is a job slowdown. Is this a slowdown? This is non-farm payroll. Is this a construction conversation? Is this a regulation conversation? Were there any new laws or dictates put out by the White House, by the administration, by the EPA, by others that maybe could have changed the landscape in job creation? You mean he doesn't know any of that? He doesn't have anything that he can utilize to engage the conversation and maybe put some context to this issue? Or should we just say, oh, 38,000 jobs? Well, at least Obama was there. If he wasn't there, it only would have been 28,000 jobs. I mean, when you're not even going to give a reason, or at least pretend to give a reason, some kind of thought to why only 38,000 jobs were created, the experts expected 163,000. Well, my goodness, my grandmother could do that. Why do I need the economist Paul Krugman talking? If the answer he's going to give as to why there were only 38,000 jobs is basically, duh, I don't know. Anybody can do that. I can get Screech out of jail and let him do this. I literally could have Economics Today with Gary Busey and get a clearer economic picture than I could get from Krugman in that clip. This, a guy who thought that people would have nothing to say to each other and that the internet would slow down by 2005. But let's keep touting him as a real intellectual. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show. Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Jay's personal commitment to serve every customer is the true heartbeat of Blinds.com, where picking out new custom blinds isn't just easy, it's empowering. And with summer right around the corner, Blinds.com is also the place to find roller and solar shades. They'll walk you through the selection, measuring, and installation every step of the way. The experts at Blinds.com have an average of 12 years' experience. They're pros, and you'll get your very own design consultation from them worth $200 for free. You want samples? Free. Shipping? Free. And with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can't get this wrong. Plus a site-wide 20% discount on their entire selection, just for listeners of this program now through June 30th when you use promo code Dana. Go to Blinds.com and use promo code Dana for your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dana.
Surprise Dad with a special gift that he'll be talking about for years. What better way to honor your dad's love and support than with the Gunbox 2.0? Improving on the original Gunbox, the 2.0 is one of the most user-friendly and one of the best gun safes on the market. Or you can check out the economical Gunbox Echo with the same level of security and functionality. There's a Gunbox for every budget. The maker of the Gunbox, well, he himself is a father. And the safety of his family was the driving force behind his invention. He saw a major flaw with some safes, not allowing you to store your firearm where you need it the most. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. Why have a gun for protection if you can't get to it when you need it the most? Go to thegunbox.com and enter promo code Dana10 for 10% off and for free shipping. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution. Starts.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's the Dana Show. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Follow Dana on Twitter at D-Lash, D-L-O-E-S-C-H. You can follow me at Tony Katz, T-O-N-Y-K-A-T-Z, 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Forgive me, only because I was searching for it during the break. And I don't know when this happened. For those of you who live in Indianapolis or in the Indy area and you know me, I host the morning show on 93 WIBC, 93.1 FM, where Dana's heard every single day. And I've been buying a house, and it's been a thing, and I haven't dug into detail on it, and I will another time. But we have a room in the house that I am looking to get recarpeted. Right? It's a simple thing. It's not a huge room. It's 15 by 15, whatever it is, right? Like a great room, like a living room, whatever you want to call it. And so I went a-looking for carpeting, and it's been a while since I've owned the house. I've moved around and a lot of renting. At what moment did carpet become more expensive than the house? All I want, Kane, is carpeting. And I literally, you prove my point that you are more off base and more out of touch with home ownership than I am. I said to you, what do you think carpeting costs? What did you say to me?
Well, you cut me off, but what I said was, carpeting is about $1.99 a square foot.
a buck something a square foot. Then you have the padding. It's going to be probably another dollar a square foot. Then you have the labor that they do per square foot. So the bigger the room, my thing is, I don't know, it would come out, in my opinion, somewhere around $800 to $1,000 for your room size.
Okay.
Am I off?
First of all, you are so off on the $199. I haven't seen $199 carpet anywhere that I didn't have to take out of my neighbor's house. Right? If I just ripped their living room carpet out and said, excuse me, I need this.
It's been 15 plus years since I had to replace carpet, so I'm going by an old...
It is criminal. I mean, maybe I'm looking in the wrong spots, right? I started by looking, just cursory kind of look, I started looking in like the big box stores, right? Those big box home improvement stores. I'm at $450 a square foot for anything you'd actually want to step on. Anything that has any kind of
pad. You gotta have, you have different grades of pad, right?
What do you mean you have different grades of pad? What?
There's padding that is more paddy than the other padding that they.
I'm sorry, is that the technical term? Do you want to do that in the Latin now? There's padding that's more paddy.
That's how you order it when you call up to the store.
So I need the carpet, and the thickness of the carpet doesn't matter because then you need the paddy padding. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, the carpet and pad. I'm unaware of the carpet that's sold that doesn't have pad.
Right. Okay. So you got to have a pad. But now some carpet has the pad attached. Like, okay. I don't know if it has wings, but it has the pad attached. And then there's carpet where you get the pad extra, and then there's the padding that like is super dense, and then there's the padding that kind of looks like a bunch of different colors, like a hippie on an acid trip just puked and it just solidified and they turned it into padding, you know? And so I don't know which one to get. It's ridiculous.
Well, so what kind of use does the room get? Then you determine how much padding you're going to need. If it's going to be a high traffic area, you probably want a little more padding. Or maybe not as much. I don't know. What would they recommend? Like I said, it's been 15 years.
I don't know what they recommend. This is my whole point to you, is that I find it unbelievably expensive. And by the way, when I say it was like $450 a square foot, that wasn't everything rolled into one price. That was the carpeting. I think the padding was extra. And then I don't even know what insulation is, because you need one of those machines that you kick with your knee and kind of stretches out the carpet. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
I think it's called the carpet stretcher, by the way. I don't have one of those.
I'm sure it's a machine.
It's a thing. It's a device.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call it. It's a thing. It's a device. It's a mechanism. And it stretches out the carpet. I am floored by what I'm seeing in these prices. And I try and stay on top of so many things, but I get some things slipped right by. And when I take a look at, you take a look at what people make, you take a look at taxes, how do you afford to do this stuff? How do people afford just, we got new this, we got new that. Heck, I've been trying to buy a couch now for 3 months. I can't bring myself to do it. It's insane what furniture costs. And I'm wondering, maybe I don't have a total grasp on reality on these subjects. This is what it costs. Just write the check, cats. Just write the check and be a man already. Just lay them on the table, put the pen to the paper, and move on. But I find it insanely expensive. All of it. All of it. I haven't even gotten into tile work yet. I don't know where that is. I have no idea where that is.
It's the credit mentality, which is why people spend the money now, because, they're going to be in their house for a while, right?
Oh, I'm not doing that. I am not buying carpet. Buying carpet on credit. No way. Tell me people do that.
You said people do that. I'm sure it happens.
Oh, good gosh. All right. They might. They absolutely positively might. You know, I pay attention to certain costs and how they've gone up. How a gallon of milk has gone up. How a half gallon of ice cream is no longer even a half a gallon. When you go to the store and you buy a pound of coffee, it's 12 ounces. It's no longer even a pound of coffee. These little chipaways at the everyday things, and the costs keep going up. And for what value and for what purpose?
And now that I'm into this and seeing these prices, just driving me absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. More ahead, I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Good news for Hillary Clinton. An Associated Press count has found that Clinton is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Clinton reached the 2,383 delegates needed to become the presumptive nominee with a decisive victory in Puerto Rico and a burst of last-minute support from party insiders known as superdelegates. At a campaign event in Long Beach, California, Clinton says she'll fight on, though, for every single vote in the final Democratic contest.
We are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment.
In Emeryville, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's very grateful for the solid support he's gotten in California.
We have been just amazed at the kind of turnouts that we have seen at these rallies, which have been attended in the last several weeks by over 215,000 Californians.
Delegate Rich California and five other states hold primaries Tuesday. The former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency says the presidential candidates aren't doing enough to focus on the war on terror. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn tells the Salem Radio Network there needs to be a change.
We need fresh blood, we need fresh thinking, fresh ideas, and we need people who are honest with the American public going forward to defeat this this enemy, who we are not allowed to call radical Islamists.
Flynn believes Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton represents four more years of the same policies that haven't worked. Vice President Joe Biden, in remarks at the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting in Chicago, says cancer researchers need to pool their resources and knowledge in order to speed up the research for a cure.
We can do much better than we're doing. We need to share not only clinical data, but all of the data that will drive progress in the fight against cancer.
Biden, who lost his son to cancer, is unveiling a public database for clinical data on cancer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
An anti-corruption group says the Taliban and other military groups in Afghanistan are taking millions of dollars a year in revenues from illegal mining.
In this new report, the anti-corruption group Global Witness focuses on the mining of the blue semi-precious stone lapis lazuli in Badakhshan province. It alleges local warlords, corrupt Afghan officials and the Taliban are all competing for control of the mines, fueling instability there. It suggests that another militant group, Islamic State, is now also targeting them. Mining is one of Afghanistan's most important sources of income, but in Badakhshan at least, the Taliban may now be taking most of the profits.
That's the BBC's Jill McGivering. An assailant with an automatic assault weapon attacked a local office of Jordan's National Intelligence Agency Monday, killing four guards and a receptionist in what the government called a lone wolf terrorist attack. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A court in the Indian capital, Delhi, has found five men guilty for the 2014 gang rape of a Danish woman.
The attack took place in January 2014 when a Danish woman traveling alone was raped and robbed at knife point after she lost her way in Delhi. A court has found five men guilty of the crime while three others are being tried separately. The assault was the latest in a series of attacks against foreign tourists in India. The accused have been tried under India's new rape law, which was passed by its parliament in 2013 following mass protests over the gang rape of an Indian student.
That's the BBC's Yogita Limai. A passenger train has slammed at high speed into a slow-moving freight train in eastern Belgium, killing three people and sending 10 others to the hospital. The accident came just hours after reported lightning strikes and a signal disruption on the line. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Why do you think people are poor, by the way?
They're poor because they don't have jobs. They're poor in many cases because they don't have jobs. And I will tell you, I will bring jobs back to this country like nobody's ever seen before. And people like Carrier and Ford and Nabisco leaving Chicago and moving to Mexico, they're all moving to Mexico. I will stop that very quickly. There have to be consequences when somebody like in Indiana, I mean, I think I won Indiana. I won it by a landslide. I think one of the reasons I won it was because Carrier moved out and they let 1,400 people go, and it's the biggest story.
Well, it was actually 2,100 people here in Indiana. And there is no doubt that Trump was the only person talking about it first, and talking about it often. Welcome, everybody, to the Dana Show. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Great to be with you on Twitter at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. Indiana, something I know about. I host the morning show on 93.1 FM, WIBC, where Dana is heard every Monday through Friday. And there is no doubt, when you take a look at Trump's success in that primary, the primary that ended any chances Republicans had to stop Trump, Indiana made that crystal clear. Indiana, which left two bodies in the trunk in terms of Cruz and Kasich. He was talking about Carrier. He was talking about it when nobody else would. It was 2,100 jobs, 1,400 in Indianapolis, and 700 in a town called Huntington. And yeah, there's no doubt that it played a part. But to his bigger conversation, people are poor because they don't have jobs, well, that's what we call good thinking. But the question is, where do those jobs come from? Because, well, how do you grow manufacturing jobs if those are going to be the jobs of the future when you have regulatory schemes that limit those opportunities? When Carrier left, or Carrier announced that it was leaving, the air conditioning people, United Technologies, the parent company, we have two senators here. We have Senator Dan Coats, who's a Republican. We have Senator Joe Donnelly in Indiana, a Democrat. If you were to ask Senator Joe Donnelly, he would tell you that Carrier left the U.S., went to Mexico because of wages, because the wages there would be $3 and something cents an hour, and if you were to include whatever benefits, it was $5.85 an hour versus the $20, $30 an hour number here in the U.S. If you spoke to Senator Dan Coats, the Republican, about it, he would tell you that it was the regulatory environment, the burden that's on businesses, that caused so many of their costs to rise that make it impossible to do business here. I always thought the answer was somewhere in the middle. The truth was somewhere within. The wages are less in Mexico. The regulatory burden is less in Mexico. And although I don't ascribe to the tariff concept, I don't think that that's the best way out. It would be hard for anybody to not recognize, to not honestly state, that one of the reasons Trump had been so successful up until that point was that he was the only person having a real conversation in tangible terms about how you keep jobs in the U.S. Now, do not get on me about Cruz's message. I'm a fan of the man. I'm still a fan of the man. But when we talk about how a message is relayed, how a message is shared, how a message is spoken, if you say, we're going to tax their products 35%, you understand what it means. I didn't say you said it was a good idea, or even if you recognized it was a good idea. I'm saying you could understand it. That's a first step. That is a first real step in trying to connect with the people you want voting for you. The people who never vote at all. The people who really don't pay attention to the politics. You know, I try my best to find the lessons in things, and while I think Trump is doing a fairly good job of shooting himself in the foot in this election, he is doing a fairly good job of hurting himself when it comes to conversations like this judge in San Diego, this Judge Curiel. Oh, he can't hear this case on Trump University because his family came from Mexico and I'm going to build a wall. That's going to cause you some problems down the line. That's going to hurt you in a general election. Things can be learned from how he engaged an entire electorate that had been simply uncared for, simply not paid attention to. I don't know why it was that they were not paid attention to. And by the way, neither does anybody who would consider themselves a pundit within the Republican world. They can't explain to you why they weren't paid attention to. They really have no reason for it. So give Trump the credit where it's due on the subjects and where it is due. He was talking about something that mattered to people, at least in Indiana, where nobody else was really engaging it and sounded concerned about it. I didn't say he was deep down in his soul. I said sounded concerned about it. We seem to brush over that in the conversation about Trump. Now, maybe because the other things are are really highline. This thing with the judge, this thing with Trump University. And we get so involved in these things, we sometimes forget the other things. You know, Hillary Clinton's a criminal. Proactively utilizing a server that was outside government oversight, moving forth information, classified information. By the way, it's not classified because it was marked. It's marked because it is. Of course classified. Outing assets, which is to say CIA operatives, actual human beings in the field. I cannot wait for this investigation to happen. I cannot wait for this investigation to drop. It's going to be what a thing to witness and watch. So I don't want everything, you know, going on with Trump to overshadow some realities. That everything they said about the Republican convention being a you-know-what show, well, it's going to be nothing compared to what the Democrats are going to deal with. The Democratic convention is going to be crazed, is going to be violent, is going to be brutal. Not because I want it to be, but because it is. Because it is. I wish I was going. I'm only doing the Republican convention this year. I'm not doing the Democratic convention. Oh, my loss. My absolute loss. Let's do a little quick five, shall we?
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
Stephen Curry is not going to Rio. We got to talk about the Olympics. Is no one going to notice that there's a problem? Zika is a problem. The infrastructure is a problem. The safety and security of the athletes is a problem. And when enough high-profile athletes say, you know what, not going, what are they going to do? NBC has billions of dollars wrapped up in this. And Rio is not going to be safe. Stephen Curry. I apologize, basketball fans, from Golden State. Two games away from winning another NBA championship. And I would say two games away from being another MVP. Says that he has decided to pull out for several factors, including recent ankle and knee injuries. I'm going to say that the issues there may have helped him with that decision. And congratulations to Deshauna Barber, a 26-year-old Army officer and the newly crowned Miss USA from the District of Columbia. It was the event was held in the T-Mobile Arena off the Las Vegas Strip. She will go on to compete in the Miss Universe contest. She's the first ever military member to win Miss USA. The 26-year-old lieutenant from Northeast D.C. says she plans to take a break from the Army Reserve and already discussed with superiors the possibility of going inactive for a couple years should she win the title. She currently serves 2 days a month. I say she should continue to serve. And honestly, the tiara, camo. I think it would look great. And hackers have hijacked Mark Zuckerberg's social media accounts. This website Engadget reporting that hackers got his LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest accounts because all of them had the same password. That password? Password. No, it wasn't. But he did have the same password for a bunch of different sites, and that's how they were able to get in. I can't keep up with changing my password as much as it is. I've got a system. Hopefully it lasts. We'll see. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
There are times when people need a little extra money. Honest, hardworking people. And some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it, who could help my listeners. Avant. Simply go to avantoffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate, risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes. If approved, The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If any of my listeners need an unsecured personal loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this exclusive radio offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com. Enter promo code Dana. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
The Dana Show. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Give us a call, 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. On Facebook, you can like the page, facebook.com/TonyKatzRadio. I'd appreciate it. And it might be the worst news ever given. We're talking about Hostess brands. We're talking about the dessert people. The dessert that comes in boxes that will last forever. They have, do you have like breaking news sounder kind of stuff? Voluntary recall from Hostess brands of 710,000 cases of select snack cakes and donuts. Why? Possible undeclared peanut residue in the flour. Oh my gosh. What a thing. Being recalled? Ding dongs? Love a good ding dong, but you must have milk with a ding dong. Or is that a devil dog? No, it's the devil dog you must have milk for. Ding dong, I think you could do on your own. Chocolate donuts, who doesn't love? And Zinger's Chocodiles, which is basically, yes, the chocolate Twinkie. They are delicious. A supplier to Hostess issued a recall of certain lots of flour for this undeclared peanut residue, and according to the FDA, Hostess products recalled were produced using the flour that was flagged. First of all, I didn't even know that was possible. Why are they in any way done in the same place? If you know that people have these insane allergies these days, especially the peanut allergies, and so much of me would love to mock these things, but kids blow up and kids die from it, and there's nothing to make fun of. And since you know that to be true, why is it that you would make flour that's meant to have no peanut in any type of facility that had peanut? How does that happen? That sounds like bad business. Hostess has received notice of two allergic reactions related to products included in the recall. I have the full list. Now, if you've got a favorite, for example, let's say you like the Devil's Food Donut. Oh, boom. That's on the list. And let's say you like the Ding Dong Snack Cake. Boom. That's on the list. But say to me, you know what, Tony? I just like a bag of glazed mini donuts. On the list. There is nothing you can avoid. You will be somehow dealing with peanut residue. There's like 40 snacks on here. What does that cost them to recall all that? But I think the bigger question is, if you're in the flour business and your job is to make flour, how could you be making flour that has this issue? Like, I don't know. I don't understand how it comes together that this happens. You keep the thing separated. It seems obvious. You keep the peanuts away from the places where you don't want peanut, unless it's in everything, and I just don't understand food anymore. Like, is it in everything? If you were allergic to corn, you would never be able to eat again in America. There'd just be no shot for you anywhere. And now I'm thinking about devil dogs and stuff, because I haven't had that stuff in forever. And I don't even know, is devil dog a Hostess brand? Now I'm looking up devil dogs. Because now that sounds delicious. No, devil dogs are Drake's cakes. You're okay. Your devil dogs are completely set and fine. Devil dogs are Drake's cakes. Stand down. This only applies to Hostess foods. I'm fortunate and I don't have the allergies. And I don't have family that has the food allergies. But I hear the stories and it is just awful. I mean, I'm not talking about the gluten craziness. Some people, you know, celiac is real. Gluten allergies, listen, if you say so, I say so. All right? If it makes you happy, it makes me happy. But I know families where the kids are only allowed to eat like three kinds of foods, and if they whether it's the dairy products and or it's the peanut stuff or if they have celiac, I would love to know what has caused so many of these issues. Or is it that at one time there was an insensitivity and people just so went over the edge to be protective of it that it's grown? I'm just unsure of how these things have developed with such strength. If you have any, like, really good, like, sources, I'd love to have them. I would absolutely love to have them. And most importantly, I just don't understand how this is possible. I don't know how you make this mistake. A mistake that's going to cost them... How does this not cost millions? 710,000 cases recalled? That's not a small number. I mean, they're just going to set that on fire. Right? You got to just burn that off and you got to do it again. Then you've got the entire plant and then what, it has to shut down and clean off every bit of equipment and find out where it sourced things from and start all over again. You're talking about a huge amount of dollars. I don't know how they make the mistake to begin with. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
Picture this. You're on your way to your bed when you stop to check on your daughter. You peer into her room to make sure that she's safe and sound, thinking to yourself that you do anything to protect her and knowing that this innocent little life rests in your hands. And that's when it hits you. What would you do if you ever found yourself in a life-threatening situation that not only put your life on the line, but hers as well? You are her first line of defense and the one she's counting on to keep safe. Can you say with 100% confidence that you know exactly what to do after you're forced to draw your firearm in self-defense? Would you know what to expect when the police arrive? Knowing what to say and what not to say could truly mean the difference between kissing your daughter goodnight or perhaps being arrested, being detained, or maybe even facing a lawsuit from a criminal. Go to protectanddefend.com and get your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's protectanddefend.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Look, George, I thought that the report actually made it clear that the practice I used was used by other secretaries, other high-ranking State Department officials.
That is not an excuse. What is she doing? How is that a defense in the eyes of anyone, never mind Secretary Clinton? Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. Good to be with you on Twitter at Tony Katz. You can follow me there. You can also call in 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Other people did it so I can do it is not a defense. It doesn't give you any legal standing. This isn't a question of precedent. Wrong is wrong is wrong, even if 100 people did it. Your homebrew server, the purposeful evasion of government oversight, the sending out of information you knew to be classified, not because it was marked, but because it was, the outing of assets, human intelligence. You don't have the beginnings of an argument. You don't have the beginnings of a conversation that somehow alleviates you from this issue, that somehow prevents you from being guilty. You are guilty. End of list. Also guilty, BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed has decided to terminate an ad deal with the Republican Party over Donald Trump. In an email, the CEO cited Donald Trump's rhetoric and campaign promises as the reason for the decision to terminate the buy worth $1.3 million, according to a source who spoke with Politico. So we're clear. What happened was that BuzzFeed decided who they did and didn't want to work with based on their values. And so they've decided to no longer run Donald Trump ads. Translation, They didn't want to make the cake for the gay wedding, so they're not. And no one's screaming that they should be forced to run the ads, that it's an attack on free speech. They don't want to run the ads. They don't run the ads. But if we apply today's logic and today's world to it, these people are refusing to bake the cake. And who the hell do they think they are? They have to be forced into running the ads. They literally should have to place the ads in manually and go full Clockwork Orange, Malcolm McDowell style. Their eyes have to be kept open, a dropper, adding the tears so their eyes don't go dry while they do it. It also lets everybody know that, indeed, corporations are people. You see, when Citizens United was a conversation, then it was the worst thing in the world, and companies aren't people, and corporations aren't people, and they aren't entitled to First Amendment rights, and how dare they? But now that it works for the leftist society, all of a sudden, oh, okay, good. Oh, PayPal's not going to go to North Carolina over a bathroom law? Good on them. You know, I'm here in Indiana. I live in Indianapolis. When RFRA got passed here, and then there was a fix, and RFRA was poorly rolled out here and not necessary. I never believed RFRA was necessary in the states. I believe we're covered by the First Amendment. I'm done. I'm good. Thank you so very much. I was not a fan of RFRA when it was rolled out here. I wasn't a fan of how it was rolled out here. I really, really bad stuff, and I've said so repeatedly. But it was Salesforce and their CEO, Mark Benioff. Salesforce has a huge, huge presence here. He offered some employees $50,000 relocation packages because they didn't feel safe in Indianapolis. They didn't feel safe in Indiana because of RFRA and then our then fix. Less than a year later, they're adding 800 more jobs here. You see, they just have whatever they have to do when they have to do it, and whatever makes them look good at the moment. Not really bothered, not really upset. It's all about what the moment requires. But when Salesforce gave this unbelievable, insane relo package, people were like, good on Salesforce. Why? Because all of a sudden it was okay for corporations to be, you know, to have free speech and to have this humanized kind of thought process. Now it's acceptable. Now it's good. Now it's worthy. Peretti, who's the CEO, said, we certainly don't like to turn away revenue that funds all the important work we do across the company, the important work of BuzzFeed. However, in some cases, we must make business exceptions. We don't run cigarette ads because they are hazardous to our health, and we won't accept Trump ads for the exact same reason. Oh, do they run cigar ads? Could someone ask? Because I'd like to run some cigar ads. I do love a good cigar. Cigars, by the way, cigarettes, I should say, not cigars. Cigars, fine and good and wholly different than cigarettes. They're hazardous to the smoker's health. They're not hazardous to your health, BuzzFeed. I mean, so we're clear. Cigarettes are hazardous to the smoker's health, not yours. If you're not smoking, you're fine. So you don't run ads based on some type of morality. So it was moral to run ads about Trump when Trump was just attacking women, as they say. I'm using their voice, their volume, their logic against them. It was okay to run ads about Trump when he wanted to build a wall. It was okay to run ads about Trump when he was discussing Muslim immigration into the country. At those times, it was okay to run ads for Trump. Now, it's a bridge too far. I would like to know what meeting took place where someone was like, you know what, now I've heard enough. When you took the money, you were taking the money, and what did it matter? You were taking the money. But now you figure there's more money to make by not taking the ads and creating a big spectacle out of it so you can get some other advertisers. You'll backfill, you'll get the money for there, and you'll make a little bit extra. How convenient for you. Do I actually believe that BuzzFeed is in the business of altruism? BuzzFeed is in the business of dollars. That's BuzzFeed's business. That's what they do, baby. That's who they are. BuzzFeed had no problem with Trump for all of this time. All of a sudden, it's got a problem. Okay. Sure. I absolutely believe that. I don't believe that. That's absolutely what happened with BuzzFeed. That's not what happened with BuzzFeed. Finally, BuzzFeed has gotten a clear moral compass. BuzzFeed has no moral compass. Those are the facts. Because anybody who would believe otherwise is totally lost. Completely lost. And for the record, BuzzFeed has the right to change their mind. BuzzFeed has the right to decide who advertises on their site and who doesn't. It is their site. They get to make these choices. I do not get to decide for them. No one should boycott them. There shouldn't be a lawsuit. None of that garbage. We don't need any of it. But listen to what they were fine with. BuzzFeed was fine with the attack on Rosie O'Donnell and the attack on Megyn Kelly. BuzzFeed was fine with all the talk about Little Marco and Lion Ted. BuzzFeed was fine with Trump saying that Carly Fiorina has an ugly face. BuzzFeed was fine. What else were they fine with? BuzzFeed was fine with, oh my gosh, what I can't even think of all the stuff Trump has done. They were fine with all of it. And now all of a sudden, we've seen the light. Sure you have, BuzzFeed. Sure you have. I'm Tony Katz, in for Dana Lash, and this is The Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Surprise Dad with a special gift that he'll be talking about for years. What better way to honor your dad's love and support than with the Gunbox 2.0? Improving on the original Gunbox, the 2.0 is one of the most user-friendly and one of the best gun safes on the market. Or you can check out the economical Gunbox Echo with the same level of security and functionality. There's a Gunbox for every budget. The maker of the Gunbox, well, he himself is a father. And the safety of his family was the driving force behind his invention. He saw a major flaw with some safes not allowing you to store your firearm where you need it the most. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. Why have a gun for protection if you can't get to it when you need it the most? Go to thegunbox.com and enter promo code Dana10 for 10% off and for free shipping. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Connect with Dana
at DanaRadio.com.
The Dana Show.
It's the Dana Show. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Tony Katz in for Dana Lash. My thanks to Dana, Kane, Peter, and everybody. Radio America, let me sit in the chair today. I'll be back on Friday. Good people taking care of you this week. Keep it here at your local station. No charges against the mom of the boy in the gorilla exhibit. The prosecutor saying he isn't seeking charges against the mother of a three-year-old boy who got into the Cincinnati Zoo's gorilla exhibit. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters said the child's mother had three other children with her, and she was attending to them when the three-year-old, quote, just scampered off, saying that the mother's actions were not even close to meriting reckless endangerment charges. The boy's family said in a statement it had expected the decision and was very, very pleased. But I don't think this stops the zoo from saying, hey, okay, you're not going to jail, but you are going to write us a check. I wouldn't be surprised. They can do that, right? I'd be surprised if they didn't do that. Your kid gets into the exhibit. You know, it's like being Charlie and drinking the fizzy lifting drink. And now everything has to be washed and sterilized so you get nothing. Someone's got to pay for this. I would only make the assumption that somehow there's going to be some kind of... Would that be a civil suit? I mean, not a lawyer. There's some kind of lawsuit that's going to go on there. Somehow the zoo is going to sue this family. And the family's going to say, you should have had a higher barricade. By the way, the outer barrier will now be 42 inches higher. 42 inches high, which is half a foot taller than before. So before it was 36 inches, and now they're going to have this extra 6 inches. And as you know, an extra 6 inches always makes a difference. Right, Kane? Thank you very much. I was stunned to find out that a New Jersey woman was spared prison after helping her husband steal from former Saturday Night Live cast member Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo was a cast member in the 80s, 80 to 84. He was there with Eddie Murphy. He was there with Brad Gray in the short time of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Jennifer LaRocca is her name. She was sentenced to 3 years probation. This came 1 week after her husband received a 3-year state prison term. Her husband was a bookkeeper for Piscopo, and he stole from Piscopo $234,000. She pleaded guilty in February to theft. Piscopo had hired her husband, Frank, to pay the comedian's bills and manage his bank accounts, and the thefts occurred between February of 2010 and March of 2014. The thing that I find so amazing about this case, the stealing from Joe Piscopo, this $234,000, this husband and wife team, the not-so-modern-day Bonnie and Clyde, the most amazing part about this story is that Joe Piscopo has $234,000. Aside from Johnny Dangerously, what has this man done for a career? Give me his IMBD. Tell me what it is that Joe Piscopo... I know he's on radio, right? He does some kind of radio, but I'm on IMDb. Joe Piscopo. All right, so... Oh, you see the picture they have on him on IMDb. He looks like a kid. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live back in the day, right? And he was on the show from 80 to 84. Then he did Johnny Dangerously, one of the great movies of all time, by the way. Danny Berman. It was him and Michael Keaton and was Terry Garr in that movie? Wasn't she the chick? Great, great, spectacular film. Then he did an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. Oh, then he was in the TV series Goof Troop. And as we all know, Goof Troop is where it's at. But he did not do another thing of note until a show called 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd. He did 13 episodes. What in the heck is that? What in the world is 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd? He did 3 episodes of Law and Order, which, by the way, so is everybody. And his last work was the 69th annual Columbus Day Parade in 2013. How does he have $234,000 that he didn't notice? That's the part. He's got so much money that he didn't notice over the course of these years, $250,000. He didn't notice when like 50 grand was missing. 50 grand's missing from my bank account. I'm interrogating everybody who knows me. My garbage man is getting a rectal probe. $50,000 is missing from my bank account. Are you kidding? When I can't figure out where that $8.49 charge to Chick-fil-A comes from, I am literally lighting things on fire trying to get an answer. I'm waterboarding people to figure out where the $8.49 came from, if only because it drives me crazy that I can't remember. It drives me crazy when I can't remember. $50,000 missing here, $20,000 missing there. Man, I got to get me on TV. You hear what I'm saying? I got to get me on TV and quick. Because that's where it's at. He hasn't done TV in 30 years. I'm sorry. I just find that very, very impressive indeed. Very impressive indeed. We got to do a little stupidity. Because we have a day in stupidity. What do we got today?
All right, it's cut 9, yeah?
Is that this Paul Krugman?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Paul you Krugman. Had a bad month, which was not, part of that was the Verizon strike. So the number would have been about twice what we saw if Verizon hadn't done a strike.
35,000 workers.
That's right. Even so, no question, job growth is slowing, the economy is slowing. That happens. There's no particular explanation that, you know, I think it has a lot to do with Fed missteps last year, but that's sort of by the side. The question is, if the economy slows more, what can we do about it? And the answer is, well, we know very well what to do. The problem is political. The question is, will the next president, if the next president is Donald Trump, he'll probably send out a bunch of tweets at China and Mexico.
He is as ridiculous as the day is long. Can we please stop taking him seriously? Thank you. My thanks to Dana Lash. Follow her on Twitter at DLash. Kane, thank you. Indio underscore radio. And, of course, Peter, thank you. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. This is The Dana Show. Talk to you soon.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at sony.com/navigation.
The Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has again managed to soothe investors' nerves over a potential rate hike. Monday, Yellen signaled her belief that the U.S. economy is improving but remains defined by so many uncertainties that it's unclear when the Fed should resume raising interest rates.
Monetary policy is not on a preset course, and that the committee will respond to new data and reassess risks so as to best achieve our goals.
Yellen says even though the last jobs report was somewhat dismal, she cautions against reading too much into it.
Although this recent labor market report was on balance concerning, let me emphasize that one should never attach too much significance to any single monthly report.
Stocks close at a new high for the year after Yellen's speech. Democrats in the special committee investigating Benghazi will get a chance to suggest edits to the final report before it becomes public.
Even while blasting Democrats' efforts to undermine the panel's work, committee chairman Trey Gowdy's agreed to let them review the final report before it's issued. Meanwhile, Gowdy disputes a New York Times report that the two-year investigation has hit a dead end. In a letter to top Democrat Elijah Cummings, Gowdy says the panel has uncovered new information that will, in his words, change how the public views the event. The final report is expected to be released in the coming weeks. Wally Hines, Capitol Hill.
British Prime Minister David Cameron accuses Leave campaigners of peddling fantasy politics as Britain's EU referendum debate has sparked bitter infighting in the governing Conservative Party.
It is time for Vote Leave to come clean about their economic plan for Britain outside Europe. By refusing to set out their vision, they are being undemocratic and reckless.
The Associated Press has determined that Hillary Clinton has reached the number of delegates needed to become the presumptive Democratic nominee. This is townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move & Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
The Senate resumed work Monday on a defense bill that includes an amendment that targets the drug abuse epidemic.
The amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act is sponsored by Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte, whose home state of New Hampshire is particularly hard hit by the opioid epidemic. Ayotte's amendment takes aim at the powerful synthetic drug fentanyl that is often used in painkillers. The amendment would boost mandatory minimum sentences for drug trafficking and fentanyl. Some advocates of reducing mandatory minimum sentences say the focus would be better placed on treatment instead. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A Vermont animal owner is facing an involuntary manslaughter charge because his bull got loose, wandering onto a road and caused a fatal accident. Greg Mosier's lawyer calls the car crash a horrible accident, but investigators say Mosier knew the bull had escaped and didn't do enough to look for it. Some farmers are worried the case will set a dangerous legal precedent. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal and private researchers are using a new tool to gather information about marine mammals and fish in the Bering Sea off Alaska's west coast.
Researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are using unmanned autonomous sailing vessels to gather information on endangered North Pacific right whales, fur seals, and ocean waters. The unmanned vessels were developed by Sail Drone Inc., a California company. They appeal to researchers because they're far cheaper than research ships, and they can operate in dangerous conditions of the North Pacific.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the world's first inflatable space habitat is now open for business. International Space Station astronaut Jeffrey Williams swung open the door to the newly expanded chamber on Monday and then floated inside. Williams says the room is pristine but cold. The chamber for now is empty and dark. The station crew will deploy sensors and other gear over the next few days. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah.
Hello, Gallagher.
Yeah.
Bill Curtis, how are you from A&E, Cold Case Files?
Hey, Gallagher, we're on the air right now. Bill Curtis.
Jonathan Brandmeier. Jonathan just wanted me to call and personally ask you to come back on the show. You know, you can bring the watermelon.
Hear that?
And the hammer.
Hear that, Gallagher? He loves you. Bill Curtis loves you.
He's got nice studios here. And, well, I miss you. You know, I haven't seen you for so long.
Have you ever interviewed Gallagher, Bill Curtis?
No, we've never met, but I'm a big fan, actually.
Hear that, Gallagher? A big fan.
It was a great impression.
No, wait a minute. I swear to God, it's Bill Curtis. Bill, read something. Read something here. Read your book.
Everybody,
plug your book. Here.
Everybody does the...
Plug your book. Go ahead, Bill.
They're much better than I. It is true, Gallagher. This is the real me, but let's see.
Jonathan, you should be a comedian.
Now, wait a minute. Gallagher, this is Bill...
I think you'll make more money than you could on the radio.
Wait, Gallagher, listen to me.
Funny.
Plug
if
your
it
book.
It was Bill Curtis, but still, it's very funny. You need to be on the
TV. This is Johnny B.
Yeah! Talk!
All right. Gallagher and I had some exchange over the weekend. And Gallagher,
on the comedy list, the Comedy Central Top 100 comedy list, top 100 comics of all time. Gallagher is number 100, and that has irked him since the day that release has come out. I know that.
This is a total insult. I should be up in the top 25, I think. I don't even know if you can put Bill Cosby ahead of me because he doesn't stand up. He sits down.
That's right.
Another insult from a company that I helped to start. You know, I started Showtime. Some of these other comics on that list have writers. I write the whole thing. I invented smashing on people.
He invented smashing on people. So you're saying, hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second, JP. You have a weekend and Gallagher. And, yeah, I got an email from Gallagher because when I think of the passing of Muhammad Ali, I think of Gallagher. Not really until this weekend. And then it's got an email from Gallagher. And the subject reads, "Ha, the day I took a punch from Muhammad Ali. And I started reading it. I thought, well, this is crazy. It's Gallagher." And then I sent him an email back. And I said, "Hey, I want you to tell this story on the air." And he said, he texted me back, "Fine." You know, when someone goes fine to you, that's like, yeah, fine, all right, fine. So fine, he will tell me this story on the air. I will read it. See if you can find Gallagher and get him up on the phone. Let me know if he's there. I'll see his name there, then I'll know he's there. But here's the letter that he wrote to me yesterday. The day I took a punch from Muhammad Ali, from Gallagher. I don't meet a lot of celebrities because I don't go to Hollywood parties, says Gallagher. And my awards came when I was on the road in the 80s, but there was a backstage before my show in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't go up to celebrities when I see them in real life, on planes and restaurants. Neil Diamond and Cliff Robertson both told me they were my fans outside the ladies' room where men stand waiting at some shindig one night. Tom Hanks bothered to turn around, leaving the Comedy Store to say he liked what I did. Dustin Hoffman interviewed me for a movie part. Hey, Gallagher.
Hey.
Yeah, I was giving your email, I think, a really beautiful read, but I want you to explain this story about, did we wake you up? How you doing, brother?
No, you didn't wake me up, but it is early in the morning in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I don't even know where you are. Some people say you're on the road all the time. You're not in L.A. Where are you? So you were in L.A.
When I'm not on the road, I visit with my son, who's writing a novel about Trump.
Oh, boy. It's just really weird when I saw all the coverage over the weekend of Muhammad Ali be passing away and all the memorials and all the stuff going on, the last guy that I would think about is you, Gallagher. You know what I mean? I wouldn't put that together, but this is an interesting little story.
Well, I wouldn't put it together either. I had no idea why Muhammad Ali would be standing in an almost vacant building that I was performing at. Because I work alone, I'm not a big rock and roll act. I usually am echoey. You know, I'm all by myself. I don't have an entourage. I just go to the grocery store and smash my food and tell my joke. And there he was standing. I've been thinking about it. He must like the splashing. He must have wanted to meet the guy that smashed food on people.
Right, right.
And he didn't have an entourage. He was by himself.
It was weird because I think here's where we got you up. I was reading about how one time Neil Diamond and Cliff Robertson told you they were fans. It was at a ladies' room. And then Tom Hanks said, "Hey, man, I like what you do at the Comedy Store." And Dustin Hoffman interviewed you for a movie part. What part was that, Gallagher? Do you remember?
Oh, I remember a lot. I learned my lesson. Don't take your new girlfriend to interview for a part about a guy who's upset about his divorce. I couldn't pretend that I liked the idea of playing a guy whose heart has been jerked out by a divorce with my new girlfriend sitting there.
Well, this is Dustin Hoffman interview. So what was the name of the movie? What was it?
I never saw the movie come out, but the writer was there too. So Dustin would say, now in this scene here, you're all upset. And I said, you're better off without her. You know, I was supposed to play his
right.
friend. And I, so after the interview, he said, well, the script isn't totally written. And I said to Dustin, look, you may be an Oscar-winning actor, but I'm not buying this. You're never calling me again.
You are, I don't know, you have gonads, I don't know, Gallagher, the people you have burned
I
or turned.
I hate this
wow.
Hollywood fake crap.
Yeah, you don't do it. That's Gallagher, that's what's endearing. You just don't play the game. Then you say,
well,
Dick.
I think that Ali was the same way.
But wait, let me go, wait.
He called
wait.
The way it is.
Yeah, exactly right. But let me ask another question. In your email that I got over the weekend, I said, Dick Clark called me in to talk about nothing once.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
I knew him. You know that I was Jim Stafford's road manager. And so Dick Clark and Jim had done some shows together. We'd gone to England together. He knew of me and was amazed that I then became somebody myself. Very few times has that ever happened. And so he called me in. I thought, oh, great. My career is really going to take off now. Dick is interested in me. And I went in there, and it never was about anything. He never got there. I hate Hollywood. I hate it. I don't. But I happened to live here when I had my son, and he's connected here.
Right. It's all BS. It's all BS.
Very. He's 27, but he's an excellent sitar player. And there's a lot
sitar
of Indian
player.
People.
Okay, hold on, Gallagher, hold on. Because, okay, now you go into Dick Clark, but then you go on to say, but none of those men stood up to the United States government and said, no, I won't shoot somebody who isn't my enemy, and that was Muhammad Ali. And then you said, you're driving along, you're one night, he's leaning on a pillar, and he's just all by himself. And Ali...
It's my theater. I rented it. I don't know why he's back there. There's not even a guard with him who let him in. That's what is so strange.
This
Nobody's
is the
supposed to be backstage. I'm smoking a joint, getting ready for my show.
Right.
I don't want anybody back there. You see, for everybody that's my age, getting out of the war in Vietnam was the focus of our lives. And here was this guy who was standing up. And so he was my hero all of the time. You know, it's not to say that if I didn't go over there, I wouldn't have been good at it. I just shot them all. I just, because you couldn't ever tell who was going to bend over and have a machine gun on their back. It was just a horrible situation.
You would have been good at it. But wait, Gil, I want to be clear, because the picture that I'm seeing, and I didn't picture this yesterday when I read your email. You're sitting there. This is your theater. Gallagher is performing. You're performing there. And there in the parking lot alone is Muhammad Ali.
Well, it's not the parking lot. It's just that the building is so big you can pull buses in. And when I was really popular, and so they're echoey and grand and huge, and I'm usually alone in there. And why was Muhammad Ali standing there leaning on a pillar? Then, of course, he wants to tell me a black joke. Oh, God almighty.
Now, no, wait a minute. Wait, Gallagher, wait. Get into the phone. Gallagher, wait a minute. He waves you. There's Muhammad Ali, the great Muhammad Ali. He's waving you over to come over and, like, hey, he knows you. Come on over here. Now, when he gets you to, you know, you get to Muhammad Ali, Gallagher, he says, could you tell me a black joke? Or he wants to tell you one.
He's telling me one. You know, we're not going to talk about the Vietnam War or anything serious.
Right.
He's going to tell me a black joke, and it's going to be long. I hate any joke with three parts or it looks like it's going to be a big story. Oh, geez.
Gallagher, we are the same person. When they go, anyway, so the first guy goes to the second guy, then the second guy says, "There's the third guy."
Yeah.
Hate those jokes. Hate them.
I hate it.
Okay, so now
and
Ali.
I don't know. I can't pretend good. You know, I can't go, ha, 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 you really
right.
had a funny one there. And so I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to laugh, and then I'm going to have to tell him how to tell a joke.
Oh, my God. So what happened? Wait a minute. So what happened?
It was a terrible joke, and I had to pretend I was busy and moving on. It ruined my nice long talk I would have had with Muhammad if he hadn't tried to tell me this joke. But,
it's weird.
Coming out today, people are saying that he liked to tell jokes like that.
Right.
I think I'm not the only one. I think there's stories coming out about the way he talked.
Well, there you were. That...
hanging out in, my God, imagine how they talk in a gym back in those days.
Absolutely, but here's the thing. It'd be like you, so Muhammad Ali sees you, and he says, hey, I want to tell you a joke. It'd be like you saying, hey, man, I want to box you.
Right. He didn't tell me I want to tell you a joke. He just started telling me a joke. And he leaned over like it was a secret. We're the only guys in this building.
But wait, can you, hey, Gallagher, is it a repeatable joke? Is it a repeatable joke?
No. Oh, I can't remember it. Oh, you know,
okay.
I'm glad I don't remember it.
Because you blanked out.
I don't tell any black jokes. I don't tell any.
All right, so
any
you go on.
Black jokes. And they are canceling my show in Laramie, Wyoming for being a racist.
Right now?
Today. Today, yes. Somebody
what?
Said, I have a show in Laramie, and somebody said I was a racist, and they canceled the show, and the guy's not coming back to work till Thursday. And they're going to start giving away the tickets, giving the money back on the tickets today.
That's crazy.
It is. I don't do any black. I don't tell one black, and never have.
Wow.
And
you
never
think?
Have.
Hey, Gallagher, you think maybe... the story got out about you and Muhammad Ali, and they didn't put it together as being a loving story. They put it together as being, hey, he's racist or something like that?
No. There are stories on the Internet. You can't stop these people.
No.
They'll say whatever they want. The Internet has made everybody a critic.
Yeah, exactly right. But, Gallagher, let me just go back to this email for 1 second because I found it fascinating. Then, so Muhammad Ali motions you to come over, and then you say in your email, oh, God, I got to decide what to say, whether to gush or not, or whether to hit
right.
him, or whether to hit him. I like to punch men that can take it. Once I punched Hulk Hogan in his big muscled arm passing me at the Polo Lounge of the Beverly Hills Hotel. Really?
What a sissy. Yes, I like to hit guys. Yeah. I can see their big arms or their muscles. I don't know. It's just a thing about me. If you're really big, I'll run into you. I like to do that belly thing. Or I don't know. It's just a man thing. I don't hit women, but I might hit that rousy chick. But I just like to give them a good hit. You can ask my daughter. I don't ever hug her. I squeeze her arm. I'm just a physical guy. Look at all the pictures I take with all my fans. I grab them, and I feel their muscle tone.
You are something else. I'm telling you, you should put this. You should look in the camera. You should read this because the way this reads there, you say, "There he was, ready to take a hit. I don't act good. I can't pretend you got me with that one, Muhammad, with your joke. I changed the subject. I took his hand. I said goodbye, pretending to be busy." So, hell, I guess I can act. Did Ali say to himself, there's Gallagher. He needs a good racist joke to tell all his white friends. I got one.
Right, I'm trying to think of what is he thinking. Yeah. I'm going to go back and tell this. I think he liked me that I smashed the food. I think that and he wanted to meet me.
Oh.
And he knows his way around that town, you know.
Wait a minute. But here's a really touching ending for the Muhammad Ali tribute with Gallagher. Maybe he was just showing me he could take a punch. I knew that when I sat up listening to his fight in Zaire. My father told me to go on over there to Vietnam. Ali said to Uncle Sam, you're my enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Ali was my friend. Goodbye, friend, says Gallagher.
Love it.
It's very nice, Gallagher.
Well, I'm hoping that my career makes up for the fact that I didn't go to Vietnam. I always felt bad about it, but I just felt I had more of a contribution to make to America than hiding in the weeds and shooting people.
All right. Well, listen, Gallagher, your show, where are you performing? You're performing anywhere else this week? So your show has been canceled.
Yeah, I've got a lot of shows out throughout. Well, not now. No, right now I'm working with my son on the movie, but I do have some shows from time to time. I'm 70 years old. I've been famous 40 years, four decades.
Right on, man.
You know?
All right, listen, Gallagher, we got to run. GallagherSmash.com. That's the website, right, Gallagher?
I want people to go there and read my duck poem and send it to Michelle Obama because it teaches kids how to eat right.
All right. There you go. Gallagher's always into something. Gallagher, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Thanks for the email. I love it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Gallagher. GallagherSmash.com.
He still got it.
Muhammad Ali. Hey, come on over. I want to tell you a joke, a black joke. Muhammad Ali gone.
Sing Muhammad. He floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee.
Father's Day is coming up. And wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling, and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call GEICO today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier. Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yay, 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 yeah! Use the voicemail if you want, 866-JB-VMAIL, and get the podcast in your hand on demand the way you like it, uninterrupted. BrandmeierShow.com. In the email, free. Oh, one more commercial. Muhammad Ali for Decon Roach Spray. What?
I can whoop anything on two legs, but even me, the greatest, needs help beating things with six legs. I mean roaches. I'm going to show you how you can whoop roaches with Decon Power, Decon Forgone. It's not like regular sprays.
Thank you, Muhammad Ali.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Have something to say but no time to talk? Send us an email. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com.
I checked the email once. I checked the email twice.
This is Johnny B.
Yes, when in love the email. Subject line in this email, BrandmeierShow@gmail.com. Buzz is a genius.
Thank you.
Johnny, I'm listening to the podcast from Wednesday, June 1, and just about tripped over myself to get to my computer to send you this email. I feel the same way as Buzz does about television comedies.
What?
I was just discussing this with my husband the other night because he enjoys watching sitcoms and doesn't understand why I get so annoyed by sitcoms. Like Buzz, I seek out the same scary and deep psychological stuff for my TV enjoyment. I'm just a somewhat normal mom who enjoys laughing and having a good time, but when it comes to TV, I don't enjoy sitcoms. So thank you, Buzz, for helping me not feel like a crazy person. It is good to know that the sitcoms annoy you as well. Right on, Buzz. I love the show, and I adore the crap out of you guys. Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Buzz does not like comedy.
But I don't watch comedy, so I don't watch it.
Right.
And
did you just say you don't watch comedy?
I don't watch comedy.
Any comedy?
Well, I...
Wow.
As time goes by,
but I don't watch comedy.
I realize...
But why is that?
Dead boys you don't watch.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why.
Comedy.
That's weird.
And Buzz.
I didn't like Laugh Tracks.
He hates Laugh Tracks.
I'm not looking to laugh.
He's not looking to laugh.
Well, well, yeah, I don't mind laughing.
Buzzy don't mind a laughing.
I have lots of laughter in my life.
And Buzz.
I'm looking for scary thrills.
Looking for scary thrills now.
I'm looking for deep psychological disturbance.
Buzzy don't seek comedy.
I don't seek laughter in that time period of my life.
That's weird. Nice work. Debbie likes that she thinks you're a genius because you hate sitcoms.
Right.
And then Squire Hogg there writes a song about it. You got to love the listeners. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com.
Buzz Killman, el hombre con el vello público más grande de todo el mundo, director de noticias.
Yeah.
Gracias, Hector.
Hector, you been camping yet?
I have.
It's the season.
It's the season for you and your gypsy group to get out there and pickpocket.
That's right.
Where do you camp? Where'd you camp this weekend?
Last time, no, not this weekend, but last weekend I camped at Richard Bong in Wisconsin.
Oh, wait. Richard Bong? Bong.
Yes, that's the name of the campsite. Richard Bong. I forgot what it's called. But it's
the
Bong
Recreation Area. I've actually seen people. I mean, it's been there forever, the sign Bong Recreation Area, if you're in the Wisconsin area. And
like
you'll go
B-O-N-G Bong.
Yeah,
like that, Bong.
B-O-N-G Bong. It's very good, Buzz.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
Yeah. Buzz, do it. Yes, you have just proven it. Do it again. Could you spell Bong for me, Buzz?
B-O-N-G. Mm-hmm. Bong.
That is correct. So, and I've seen people literally pull their car over to get a shot of that sign. Bong.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Right? It's the weirdest thing. I still
frame it where it's just Bong.
Right. But I think Bong Recreation is a funny. The Bong Recreation Area sounds hilarious.
Okay, you are five.
You camp there, and then what happens? Then you and the lady?
Actually, it was very, we went with a couple of friends, and it was very relaxing. We didn't do much. We usually have, I'm not going to say a full schedule, but we always have something to do. But this time around, we mostly hung out at the campsite. I read a couple of books. And,
did you just say you read a couple of books? I have two in my lifetime.
No. I'm hearing myself say that, and it's like, did I just say I read a couple of books?
You read a couple of books.
Yeah.
A couple of books.
Yeah.
While you're how is it possible you would go with other people like yourself, and you would be in a campsite for a day, or you only have one full day on a weekend, mm-hmm. basically? Maybe
no, this was 2 days. 2 days and... two nights, or more like 3 days and two nights.
Okay, and so when do you say you're going to read a book? After you make the love?
Yes, and before.
And before. And then what do your friends say? Hey, man, you want to go out and get by?
Well, like everybody does their own thing. If they want to go to the this little lake, campsite, well, not the campsite, but in the area. Hmm. They go to the lake. If it's too hot, I mostly chill, sat in the shade, and read a book.
Hmm. I don't know.
I know, it sounds weird.
I could say, home
it really
read a book.
Sounds weird, but it's that's what I did.
There it is. That's what Hector does, and he does that at the Bong Recreation Area.
My
just
poem.
One time.
Yeah, my poem by Chaz.
We don't
Nestin.
Need the poem. We got it. It's
page
the bong.
One.
Mm-hmm.
My bong is purple.
All right.
My bong is long.
Mm-hmm.
It's covered with stickers. It is my bong.
Thank you. And Buzz, spell bong again for us.
B O N G bong.
Buzz Kilman.
Very good, Buzz. If you don't know, Buzz won the National Spelling Bee a couple of weeks ago, so congratulations to you. What's going on?
Well, there was almost a huge spontaneous concert last night in New York. Almost. Hundreds of people packed the streets outside Webster Hall in Manhattan's East Village after Kanye West teased a surprise concert there earlier Monday, but the concert was ultimately canceled as the crowd grew and grew, leading to a frenzied scene that left behind smashed cars and piles of trash over the few fires started. Photos and video posted online show hundreds, possibly thousands of people gathered outside the East Village concert venue. Some fans climbed on top of cars. Others scaled poles and light posts. East 11th Street was jam-packed end to end down the block as people clapped and cheered. Kanye West did appear, only to announce that there was no concert, and told people to go home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So he tweets it out, tells everybody to show up, then he jumps up on top of a car, waves to everybody, and says goodbye.
One thing I know, my girl ain't no hobbit. She might be something, I don't mean
she's a hobbit.
She's not a hobbit because she couldn't be.
No.
She got no baggages in her family tree.
His girl, lady, his woman, his lover, Kim Kardashian, his wife, his mother is not a hobbit. All right, that was canceled.
And this week will be one long goodbye in Louisville, Kentucky, where they'll say goodbye to Ali. His family will have a private service there Thursday. On Friday, a public memorial will be held at a 22,000-seat basketball arena. Former President Bill Clinton will deliver the eulogy for some reason.
Why is he doing it?
I don't know. I don't know what the connection is. Although, he was known as the first black president.
Bill Clinton was known as the first black president.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Really?
No, I do not read books.
Well, you hear that on TV. You can hear that on TV. You don't read books.
Oh, okay. Well, if I could have heard it then, I should have listened.
But, yeah, Muhammad, I love Muhammad.
Yes, I know
he
did.
He was my hero. Right. I mean, of all the people on the planet Earth, he was my hero. Maybe Elvis was next.
Right.
And I have a picture of the two of them together, and it's really funny.
Really?
Because Elvis, they're squared off at each other, like in a fighting position. And Elvis looks like he thinks, because he's the king of rock and roll.
Yeah, he thinks he's more popular than Muhammad. Right.
He thinks that he might be, because he knows some karate.
Karate,
moves.
right. Oh, yeah, I could take Ali.
And you can see in his face, he thinks he's got it.
Right.
And Ali is just looking at him like, what are you thinking?
Right.
What do you think? But Ali did once refer to himself, and I was disappointed to hear this, as the Elvis Presley or the Elvis of boxing.
Oh, okay.
And it was much more than the Elvis of boxing.
Well, yeah, I mean, man, oh, man, it was like nonstop. But I did, the minute they announced that Muhammad Ali had passed away, I thought, oh, yeah, Buzz loves Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. I got to shake his hand. I got to meet him. I got to see him fight.
Okay, let's see.
Not at all.
Look, that's amazing that you got to meet him at all. But when you watch some of the video of him and how fast he was, let me ask you something, because you're a boxing freak, and I was watching him, you know, in his prime. I mean, when he was just boom, 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 like, I'm going to knock you out, you know, that boom, 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 boom. I'm the greatest. He and Tyson. Now, I hate when people do that. They do it now with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. Could you have beat the 96 Lakers or the 87 Bear, whatever they are? Bull.
No, he couldn't touch you. He couldn't beat
when you. So you watch, because you can watch fight film of Mike Tyson.
Right.
And you can watch fight film of Muhammad Ali. Your summation is no way.
No way.
Really?
Only because, first of all, Mike Tyson, I mean, he was fantastic. I mean, he was fantastic. There's no question. But he was also small. And he scared his opponents half to death. I mean, he won that fight before they even started.
Because he just intimidated.
He was a bad man.
It seemed that Ali made people dismantle them and disarmed them because he was just so funny. But he was like, I'm coming at you, but he was saying it in a funny way, like, I'm going to get you.
Well, if you watch the Ali Foreman fight, which is probably his best fight,
yes,
and one that he was the underdog and he shouldn't have won it, but he knew. First of all, he was fearless, and that takes a lot away from Mike Tyson.
Right,
he's fearless. He's huge, and he's super fast. He's just as fast as Mike Tyson. So I mean, your money has to go
boom,
with
boom,
Ali.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm watching.
And watch that. Have you ever seen that Foreman fight?
Well, yeah, I did see it, but I mean, I don't remember.
Oh, I watch it like every 6 months.
Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, it's the most fantastic fight in the world.
Wow.
Because George Foreman was so sure he was going to take care of business and just got caught and caught and caught and then put down.
People always ask me, George, where do I get my ideas sold? Now, whenever I think of George Foreman, now he's on CNN or any network, those cable nets, 24 hours a day, doing that commercial for whatever it is. Hey, people always ask me, hey, George, where can I get my ideas sold? Ideaville or wherever it goes. Like, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And you go back to that fight, Buzz. You say that Foreman should have won that fight.
Well, everybody thought he was going to win. I mean, everybody except Ali thought he was going to win that fight. And Ali, there are those who think he was wondering if he could do it or not.
Right.
Because, I mean, George Foreman, what he did to Smoking Joe Frazier was almost, I mean, it was like he bullied George Frazier. Or Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier, right.
And, I mean, he bounced him off the canvas. I mean, it was like, oh, my God. And Frazier went, you know, 15, 30, 44 rounds with Muhammad Ali. 14,
wow.
And I don't recall him going down.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
And so you thought, well, he doesn't stand a chance. Well,
He was something else. Stallone read a poem, apparently, that he read to wait a minute. What is this story on this? Hold on a minute. I want to make sure I got this right. Where is it? Let's see. Sylvester Stallone reads a poem that Ali wrote for him, Sylvester Stallone.
Nice.
In 2002, Sylvester Stallone appeared on a TV special for Ali's 60th birthday and told a great story about the time Ali surprised him on stage at the 77 Oscars, and he read a poem that Ali wrote for him that night.
You fought and you worked. You're a determined guy. Rocky is great, and I love you, Sly. If you don't get an Oscar, remember, please do. The greatest will always get one because I'm prettier than you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Muhammad Ali, a poem written to Sylvester Stallone. Want to hear some of his quotes?
Sure.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world. And I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
I told you, I'm the world champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world. All of you bow. All of my critics crawl. All of you suckers who write the Ring magazine.
Well, great, I don't have a mark on my face. And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest.
He just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest.
You must be.
Wow. He's king of the world. Hold it.
I'm king of the world.
Pretty. Hold it. You're not that pretty. Come on, man.
You hear that guy? The guy trying to get in there. Yeah, you're not that pretty.
I shook up the world.
And I said, Joel's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. And this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Oh, yeah. You know, the closest I ever got to Muhammad Ali is on this show through Billy Crystal. Remember when he was shooting movies, he would just call all the time as Muhammad Ali.
Oh, right? Yep.
All the time. They'd go like, yeah, Billy Crystal's on the line again. And I go, no, what's he go? Well, he's saying he's Muhammad Ali, and he's not going to talk like Billy Crystal. So the public memorial will be Friday. Bill Clinton will be there. Brian Gumbel will be there. And Ali's close friend, Billy Crystal, will be delivering a eulogy. This is a quick call from Billy to us. As Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, who's this now?
This is Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time.
Listen, I know this is Billy Crystal, and you can't...
Brooklyn's broken now.
Listen to me. I know who you are.
Where are you?
Stop harassing us on this request line.
Jonathan, I'm just sitting here in my mansion, sitting here eating puddings and pies, and people wake me up and go, Ali, it's 9:30 time for your 9:30 pop. Hello?
Ooh, have another call.
You can't take another call. I'm the greatest of all time, sucker.
No, I know you are, but I thought you had another call.
No, nobody calls me.
Nobody calls me. Billy Crystal as Muhammad Ali, and then there's all these Ali songs. They were, I mean, all weekend long.
But along came this pretty cat.
Yeah.
From Louisville, KY.
You got it.
And he wove his web around a bear.
Hit me now.
Like a spider did the fly. The Louisville lip.
The Louisville lip.
Mm. On a groovy trip.
He's on a groovy trip.
Yeah. Oh, he's the greatest star. You better know it. Yeah, the Louisville Lip.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops. Within a 4-week total, instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And, to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Live from downtown Chicago, this is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
No one listens to the radio. I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts. Podcasts are great. Radio's boring.
This is Johnny B.
Oh, man. I was reminded when we had Joe Frazier on the phone. Super Dave called in to tell the joke about the moth.
Oh, yeah,
and then Joe Frazier just kept interrupting. Oh, and there's just a brief part. All he just kept interrupting. It's like Super Dave was so ticked off he couldn't get his joke out, but he just finally gets it out.
You walk into a dentist's office, and the dentist says, "May I help you?" And you say, "Yes, I think I'm a moth." And he said, "You think you're a moth? Well, unfortunately, I'm a dentist. And if you think you're a moth, you need a psychiatrist." He said, "I know.
A moth."
He said, "Well, why did you come in here?" And you say, "Because the light was on."
Here, Joe was there. He kept going, "Moth? Joe Frazier, a moth?"
Super Dave. Don't make any sense.
A moth? If you just joined the world, Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, has passed away. He's dead. and all kinds of crazy stories about him coming up that I've never heard of. Muhammad Ali was so much larger than life, this one says. He talked a man down from a ledge one time. As in, he climbed up to the 9th floor of a building. He stuck his head out a window next to the guy and told him to get back in.
Get back in here.
Now. What? Let's listen to this report.
From a ledge 9 floors above Wilshire Boulevard, the hooded man shouted, "I'm no good. I'm going to jump. The Viet Cong are coming at me." Police, a psychologist, and a minister had all but given up trying to change the despondent man's mind when Muhammad Ali, who happened to be nearby, volunteered to talk to him. The former heavyweight champion went to a window and reportedly yelled, "I'm your brother. I want to help you." Recognizing Ali, the man finally opened the fire escape door, and Ali approached him on the ledge. It was a very tense 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. You're sitting there, you're going to jump, you're going crazy, and you look out the window, and Muhammad Ali's telling you to get back in?
Don't jump.
It'll be like my luck. I'll be on the ledge getting ready to jump, and I'll be all alone, and then the window will open up, and George Foreman will stick his head out.
You can say Gallagher.
No, Gallagher. And George Foreman will be like, "Hey, is that George Foreman?
Do you have an idea for a new product or invention?
No.
Hi, I'm George Foreman.
I know.
You ask me all the time.
No.
How do I get my idea in front of company?
I'm going to kill myself, George. You can do that commercial one more time.
Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Hillary Clinton will have a shot at shattering what she calls the highest, hardest glass ceiling after all. The Associated Press has named her the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee almost 8 years to the day she conceded to now President Obama. The AP says a count of delegates and superdelegates shows she has reached the 2,383 needed to clinch the nomination. At a campaign event in Los Angeles, Clinton tells an audience she needs their votes in Tuesday's primary.
I stand here before you today asking for your support in the California primary tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president's endorsement could come later this week when Clinton officially piles up enough delegates.
Democratic voters across the country should have an opportunity to decide. And after the Democratic voters in New Jersey and California weigh in, we may have a better sense of where the race is headed.
A Clinton endorsement could come within days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued the first executive order in the country for